This is the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. He moves in with a burst of speed, a shot to the net, rebound shot, scores! Brad Shearhorn, there's the power on the power play. 1-0 Storm, rebound shot, scores! Storm and Johnson, second of the night. A tisket, a tasket, the biscuit found the basket. Soren Johnson lighting it up, his fourth of the season.
Kenny Brooks moving in through the slot. Skates in, little deep move, comes in, stops, scores!
Truth, you can't handle the truth. Kenny Brooks, 3-0 Storm. And that looks to center out, front shot, scores! Tie game! Out in front, it's Nick Lappin. Now taking it by Sharon, stretched ahead. Here's Johnson breaking in. All alone, moves in with the shot, scores! Soren Johnson, goal number two! It's 2-1 Storm! Zoom, zoom, sweep of the room!
Giving off to Shearhorn. Shearhorn sneaks in with the shot, scores! What a goal!
2-0 Storm! He put the mouse inside the hole before the cat can snatch it! 2-0 Storm!
This is the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Let's set up tonight's broadcast with the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And a pleasant good evening and happy hockey, everyone, wherever you may be. Skip Berry from the Fall Classic here in Sioux City, Iowa, where it'll be the Tri-City Storm about to take on the defending Clark Cup champions, the Dubuque Fighting Saints. While last year there wasn't much expectations on the expansion club, the Dubuque Fighting Saints, they ended up propelling it to a victory in the Clark Cup Finals over the Green Bay Gamblers and capturing their first Clark Cup in their first season. Now for the Storm, they'd like to find a way to put together a championship club of their own, trying to do so here on the building blocks of the Fall Classic. It's not an easy tournament. It's a gauntlet for the Storm, going up against Fargo and losing last night 4-2. Today, they take on Dubuque before finishing the tournament tomorrow against the Green Bay Gamblers. We come back. We'll set up tonight's Viero Wireless pregame show next right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Viero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Viero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you've ever taken ephedrine products to lose weight, listen up. The results are in, and CTS 360 is now considered the strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system since ephedrine.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Stout. CTS 360 was designed to be a strong and safe weight loss product that mimics ephedrine without the negative side effects. If you're ready for a change, stop by a Complete Nutrition and ask for the safest, strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS 360. Take it from me. I lost over half my body fat after having a baby. I know how losing weight totally changes your life.
Get the doctor-recommended strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today. CTS 360, available exclusively at Complete Nutrition. If you lose an excessive amount of weight in your first 10 days of use, please contact your consultant to adjust your plan.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Viero Wireless pregame show.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And welcome, everybody, to the Viero Wireless pregame show. Skip Berry, indeed, here on a Thursday evening at the Fall Classic here in Sioux City, trying to get things started. And, of course, the Fall Classic, always an exciting time. And So trying to get things squared away here on our side. In just a second, we'll get tonight's Sierra Wireless pregame show really started. No Applebee's Coach's Corner here tonight. And part of the reason being is head coach and general manager Drew Shinnick, he's been down in the locker room. I had to broadcast the last game here at the Fall Classic. My apologies as another broadcaster ill here. So taking over double duty here. So back-to-back games for me on the broadcast. I'm excited. We're back here on the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Let's get the Viero Wireless pregame show started. Viero Wireless, official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. You can check them out here at the Viero Event Center at the Viero Wireless store. You do so September 30th on the Storm's home opener. That's coming up here feels like less than a week away, but it's a little more than a week away, and thank goodness for that. We'll check around the league a little bit early on the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. And more to, of course, come throughout the night. The complete nutrition game comparisons looks like this. This is where we come into tonight. Yesterday, it was a 4-0 decision to Buke over Omaha. They got 3 goals in that second period. And for the Storm, they would actually give up a 2-1 lead, giving up 3 goals in the third period to lose to Fargo 4-2 the final. So Dubuque beating Omaha 4-0, the Storm losing to Fargo 4-2. Both teams come in with different expectations in this Fall Classic. The Storm trying to find their roster. We're going to talk about the Dubuque Fighting Saints. They got an exceptional team. 2 players on their roster will be NHL first-round draft picks. We'll talk about them a little bit later on inside the booth with my guest, Patrick Murray, the play-by-play voice of the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Now, taking a look at the rest of the complete nutrition game comparisons for the Storm, they've gotten great offense from Brad Sheerhorn. He has 3 points so far here in the preseason, doing so with 3 assists, 2 assists yesterday, and certainly he's showing that playmaking ability. Now let's see if he can get that shot going once again. The Storm also still getting some good goaltending. Yesterday saw Jacob Myers in net, and Jacob Myers, now he made a total of 32 saves on 35 shots. So he's certainly a guy that the Storm are very comfortable with right now. Storm right now with 3 goalies here at the preseason tournament. Be interesting to see which 2 eventually make this roster here this evening. That's the complete nutrition game comparisons. The official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm once again this season. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and 1 block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Now taking a look at tonight's Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update, and all of which are here in town because here at the Fall Classic, all the teams are here now. The Sioux City Musketeers, of course, did not play here today, but that's why the Storm, of course, are playing Dubuque tonight. So Sioux City, the only team really not playing here at the Fall Classic that a lot of the locals care about. But earlier, we saw Team USA's under-18s defeat the Omaha Lancers 4-3, the final. That was here at the Tyson Event Center. And then right after that game at the Tyson Event Center, Waterloo beating Fargo 4-1. And I'll tell you right now, folks, the Waterloo Blackhawks looked very good. The Camerata kid, very good. The A.J. Michelson kid, he's extremely good, and so is Cameron Easy. They are the favorites to win the Western Conference for many reasons, and they showed why against Fargo, beating them 4-1. Youngstown over Cedar Rapids, that was the game that I was covering before this one. Youngstown beating Cedar Rapids 5-4 on a last-minute goal by J.T. Stenglein, and the Rough Riders losing back-to-back games at the Fall Classic. They haven't lost a game at the Fall Classic in over 3 years, but they lose 2 back-to-back games here on the first 2 days of the Fall Classic. And earlier today at the IBP Center, it was Muskegon over Chicago 4-1. Indiana in overtime over Des Moines 2-1 was the final, while Green Bay and Lincoln are going at it in the second period, and it's Lincoln out in front of Green Bay 1-0 with 18 minutes left in the second period. And of course, this game, the only other game on the Midway out-of-town scoreboard. So the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard, don't forget to check them out online today at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free, think Midway. The game approaching so soon, and I'll tell you right now, the scouts are buzzing here at the Fall Classic. It feels like every year this becomes the attraction point for the USHL. The 2011 Fall Classic, no exception to that, as we take a look at tonight's goalie matchup. And tonight, starting in net for both clubs here, it will be for the Tri-City Storm, who will be deemed as actually the home team here tonight. So kind of an interesting twist on everything. The home team, Tri-City Storm, will start in net. It will be that of Phoenix Copley. Now, Phoenix Copley will get the start in net while we try to get the line charts here, and I apologize, but they have not delivered them, and now they have. So it will be Phoenix Copley starting in net here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Jacob Myers will be the backup, so Adam Miller, again, not suiting up here this evening. Now taking a look at some of the other defensemen for the Storm. The defenseman for the Storm look like this here tonight. Sean O'Rourke will go with Josh McArdle. They'll get the start. That'll be the top pairing. The second pairing tonight, Brian Sins with Johnny Roboski, who, of course, joined the Storm here at the Fall Classic on the week here. So Greg Johnson now with J.D. Peterson, then Yona Kunis, the seventh defenseman here tonight, as he'll get the opportunity to be that seventh defenseman. Dalton Spicer and Leo Guillamon, the two defensemen out of the lineup. For the Storm up front, they'll go with Heikki Liitas, Soren Janssen, and Kenny Brooks as the top line. Thomas Nykop with Justin Henry and Michael Vecchione on the second line. It'll be Brad Shearhorn with Tim Bonner and Davey Middleton on that third line, while the fourth line tonight will consist of Trevor Moore, Tim Lappin, and Andrew Durantes. Out of the lineup up front for the Storm, it'll be Sean Murphy, and also that of, well, they have Tim Lappin twice here, but that is not the case. Sean Murphy will be out of the lineup, and also Patrick Steinhauser will be in the lineup here tonight for the Storm. So the Storm getting 13 forwards dressed up. They get 22 guys. And the Storm will, of course, use a 13th forward and a 7th defenseman here tonight. And, of course, also Dylan Maller still injured, so he's not in the lineup once again here this evening. Now, for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, the defending Clark Cup champs, they are considered the visiting team here tonight. All that really means is that the Storm get the last change here on this ice surface tonight. So if head coach Drew Schenick doesn't like a matchup right off the bat, he can make that last change from the bench before the faceoff. So that's the only difference really here tonight that the Storm get the advantage on. But looking at the Fighting Saints, they will start in net here tonight. Matt Morris, he will get the start in goal for the Fighting Saints. Of course, already with the Clark Cup championship to his name, he will get that start. He'll be heading to University of Maine next season. Now on defense for the Fighting Saints, they'll go with Kyle McKenzie and that of Matthew Cato. Cato and McKenzie will get the start on defense. Now, the defensive pairing should be Cato with Downing, that is Jake Downing, former Omaha Lancer. Mike Downing then with Mike Matheson, the NHL potential first-round pick. He's 6'2", 280 pounds, out of Montreal, Quebec. He'll be there with Mike Downing, and then it'll be Matt Yusso to be on defense with Kyle McKenzie the rest of the way, then Teddy Doherty, the other defenseman, the 7th D here tonight for Dubuque. Up front tonight for the Fighting Saints, it'll be Tyler Lundy with TJ Moore and John Doherty on the top line. The second line, this is a good one, Zimgus Gergensens. A lot of the NHL scouts here seeing him tonight, and along with Gerard Hansen and Shane Walsh, of course, a former Storm player as well. Max Gardiner, he'll be on the left wing on the third line with Shane Sooth and Ryan Ciro. And then also Kevin Morris on the fourth line with Kenny Matheson, who's also the brother of Mike Matheson, and then Kyle Vogel from Richland, Washington. He'll be on that right wing on that fourth line. It is Eric Freshy who will be the 13th forward here tonight for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. There's tonight's lines for the hockey game. As we take a look at tonight's New West Keys to Victory, New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. And tonight we take a look at these three keys. The first key for the Tri-City Storm, this is one of the fastest teams in all of the United States Hockey League, and they're certainly going to be good here in the preseason once again. They're fast. You've got to contain that speed by making good plays, and more importantly, you cannot turn the puck over in the neutral zone. That is where the Dubuque Fighting Saints will exploit you. Turnovers very key here tonight for the Storm. Do not turn it over in the defensive zone, obviously, but in the neutral zone, you have to be more cautious than ever. In the offensive zone, it's one thing. You have a little more time to regroup, but they do have a lot of speed. The second key here tonight for the Storm, they have to continue to be the team on the attack to start the game. You have to win the battles down low. That'll be the second key. And the third key here tonight for the Storm to get the victory, he was really good in his debut. I do believe Phoenix Copley is that key here tonight for the Storm. He's going to see a lot of shots against the best offensive team the USHL has seen in some time. And Copley will be the man in between the pipes for the Storm as the third key tonight on the New West Keys to Victory. In just a second, we're going to take a quick break and come back where we will have the first period ahead in just a bit, but they will get to the lineups here tonight. Again, the starting lines for the Storm. They will go out with the Shearhorn, Tim Bonner, Davey Middleton line to get the start. Josh McArdle and Sean O'Rourke will get the start on defense, while Phoenix Copley gets the start in goal. Now, Matt Morris tonight will get the start once again in goal to our left. It'll be Kyle McKenzie and Matt Cato on defense. The line of Matheson, Morris, and Vogel, the fourth line tonight, will get the start for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. So they announced those starters right now here at the Tyson Event Center. Coming up on Thoughts After One, we'll be joined by former Sioux Falls Stampede assistant coach Andy Jones, who's now with Clarkson University. We're going to talk with Andy Jones coming up on Thoughts After One on the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report. We'll also be joined a little bit later in the broadcast by Patrick Murray, the voice of the Dubuque Fighting Saints, on Inside the Booth coming up on the second intermission report as well. Stay tuned to after the broadcast. We'll try to wrap things up here on day two of the 2011 Fall Classic. A lot going on here. It's been an eventful day. Started all at 10 o'clock in the morning here at the Tyson Event Center with Omaha and Team USA going at it. Yours truly joining Dan Freemuth from Omaha earlier, where it was an exciting event at 10 a.m. and certainly exciting to get this game and the night wrapped up here as the Storm take on the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Just ahead on the broadcast, we'll get to the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. This has been the VRO Wireless Pregame Show right here on the Storm Radio Network.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night. But the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later. So stop in after the game. Swing by after the show. Grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Hi, this is Storm head coach Drew Schenick. Applebee's is open till midnight at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. There's no place like the neighborhood.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Dreaming of upgrading your car? Get there with great auto loan rates from Platte Valley State Bank. The open road awaits. Find a vehicle that is dependable, fuel efficient, and equipped to help you explore. So whether it's your first car or you're just changing out your existing wheels, Platte Valley State Bank has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% annual percentage rate. See a personal banker for complete details or apply online at pvsb.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last long. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Tonight, live from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa, the United States Hockey League presents the 2011 Fall Classic on day two as the Storm get ready to take on the Dubuque Fighting Saints. A pleasant good evening once again and happy hockey, everyone. Once again, the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry, as we get set for the opening faceoff coming up at center ice, where the Storm will have to defend their goal to my right, Dubuque to my left, and we get underway here as the Storm try to win this opening draw and battling hard to try to get this opening draw won is Tim Bonner against that of the Fighting Saints forward Kyle Vogel. Terrence Murphy, the referee here tonight, along with Christopher Petosha, the linesman tonight, Sam Tchaikovsky, along with Ryan Mattson. And we are underway here back inside the Storm zone. 20 seconds gone to start off this Platte Valley State Bank first period of play where the puck goes in the right corner, taken here by the Storm and now controlled by Shearhorn as he flips it on to center ice. Up the left wing side and trying to move it ahead. It is the Storm trying to go back into the Dubuque zone, trying to create a turnover. That's Davey Middleton, who had two goals last night in that first period against Fargo. Now it's Cato with the puck. Cato will just drive it up in deep into the Storm zone as it's taken there by Phoenix Copley, driven back the other way up the left wing side. And now it is taken over here once again by Nykop. Nykop dropping it on back to Sins inadvertently, but Dubuque able to force that turnover once again. Here's a chance coming in, an opportunity right there for Doherty. John Doherty gets that shot off, but it's saved away there by Copley and goes back and behind the net. Now Vecchione trying to play it ahead. Nykop gets it there. It's knifed ahead there by Justin Henry for the Storm. Puck banked up off the right wing glass on back into the Storm zone. Momentarily, though, as Sin's able to get it ahead quickly on to Michael Vecchione. Vecchione backhands it ahead up into the Dubuque zone. Slowed down there by Matt Morris. And with 18:39 to go here in this first period, the Storm and the Fighting Saints tied at zero. And the Storm getting a quick change here as they bring out now the line of Heikki Liedis, Soren Janssen, and Kenny Brooks. It is Greg Johnson, the former Sioux City Musketeer, back on his former home ice. After playing here last season, moves the puck on ahead there for Soren Janssen. Janssen tries to create a turnover there, keeping it away from the presence of Ryan Ciro, as now it's Brooks with it. Brooks with a shot to the net. That one goes wide. Up off the right corner boards, now flipped ahead there as it's taken over by the Fighting Saints, and Shane Sooth lifts it all the way down the ice. Kunis getting hooked up there. Play continues on. It is Kunis to center ice. Lost the puck, nearly turns it over right to the wrong man there, which was Hansen. And now it is run into here back in the Storm zone as Shane Walsh tries to go after it there, but cleared away here by Greg Johnson. The puck will go rolling back 200 feet into the Dubuque zone where the Storm, they wave off the icing, go in on the attack. Storm trying to generate a chance offensively here. Here's now Zimgis Girgensons, the potential highest pick by the USHL this season. Puts a quick shot in on goal, saved away there by Phoenix Copley. Storm go back the other way with this fourth line out there and Trevor Moore, Andrew Durantes, and Tim Lappin. It is Walsh getting checked there by Tim Lappin. With the puck taken here, and it is Gerard Hansen putting a shot there towards the Storm cage. That one does not get to the net. Instead, it's going back behind the Storm goal where J.D. Peterson tries to flip it up the right wing side. But turned over, Dubuque still has it. Walsh has a shot. That one's blocked away there. Girgensons interfering there with McArdle. No call is made. Play continues on as it goes back to the neutral zone. Puck up in the air, goes up and out of play, and we get our first stoppage in play here with 16:57 to go here in the Platte Valley State Bank. First period of play. It is scoreless here between the Fighting Saints and the Storm. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust providing you with a complete menu of financial products and services from personal to business products, home financing, investments, and everything in between. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust of Kearney and Grand Island. And nearly 3.5 minutes gone here in this opening frame, and so far, Storm have not gotten a shot on goal. Dubuque has had 3 shots on goal, and Copley making all 3 saves. Fighting Saints now attacking into the Storm zone from the right corner. With the puck on his stick, it is Kenny Matheson. But the Storm able to track it down and move it out to center where it gets chopped around at the red line. Sean O'Rourke for the Storm just sends it into the Dubuque zone as the Fighting Saints get control of it and the Storm try to get a quick little change here. Saints with the puck. It is here by John Doherty. He plays it up the left wing side, now carried ahead. It is Vogel who backhands it up into the Storm zone, allowing the Fighting Saints to complete their line change here with 16:09 to go in this first period. It'll be taken over here by Roboski as he plays it off along the way to Henry. Henry will just play it up along that right wing side, and Vecchione sends it in deep in the Dubuque zone. Taken there back by the Fighting Saints as Jake Downing sends it ahead. Moved out through the center ice area by John Doherty. Doherty comes in, top left circle, has a shot, tough angle, saved away there though by Copley, and now back in behind the Storm net where it gets pushed up the right wing side onto the stick of Vecchione. Storm with it through center, lost it here however as Cato takes it away. From the red line, he just sends it in deep. And the Storm defenseman there, Greg Johnson, will just track it down, giving on now to John Roboski. Here's the play. Moved over to the left point. Scurrying on over there to try to keep it in was Eric Freshy for the Fighting Saints. He does keep it in along the end boards here with 15:17 to go here in this first period. The clock ticking down towards that middle part of this opening frame and still scoreless between the Fighting Saints and Storm. Here's the Storm now, tracking it down in their own zone as Janssen gets to it, moves it towards center ice. Heikki Liitas will come in from behind the play and send it in deep now in the Dubuque zone. Taken away there by Matt Morris, and the play will get flipped up and out of play by the Fighting Saints, resulting in a faceoff to stay in the Dubuque zone with 14:58 to go in this opening period. Scoreless here between the Storm and the Fighting Saints. Both these teams played yesterday. Dubuque before the Storm at the IBP Center against Omaha, and Dubuque using 3 goals in that second period to come away with a victory, winning that game by the final of 4-0 as they tacked on a third period goal to separate themselves from the Omaha Lancers. I'm talking to scouts that were at that game, they controlled virtually the entire second period, not only in the goal column, but in the shot column as well. Storm would like to contain this Dubuque Fighting Saint team, keep them to the perimeter if possible. The Saints send it up into the Storm zone here as the Storm get the puck back. And now with it, up the right wing side, comes Andrew Durantes. Durantes gets rolled on into there by Shane Walsh from behind. Play continues on as Durantes will just stick it ahead up in the Dubuque zone once again. And going back to retrieve it here is Teddy Doherty. Doherty, he'll pass on to Girgensons. Here comes the Latvian, passing on to Walsh. His shot to the net. And that comes up off the pad there of Copley, but Copley slides on over and covers it up with 14:11 to go here. In this first period, scoreless between the Storm and the Fighting Saints. Again, Skip Berry, along with you here this evening from the Tyson Event Center. Of course, for some of you listening on the Storm Radio Network back in the Tri-Cities on The Breeze 94.5 FM, and for some of you watching on Fast Hockey, the new video site for the United States Hockey League this season. There's the puck now, back and behind the net. It'll be Kyle Vogel with it. He'll pass on down low, bottom right circle, run into there. Good job by McArdle, and trying to keep his man from getting into that puck. That was Kevin Morris, as the puck now goes over to the bottom left circle. It stays in on play, shot in on goal, saved by Copley. A good save there off to the side. Morris with it again. Kevin Morris with a shot. That one's blocked away, and now Middleton trying to do his best to get it out. Could not, but it comes back to McArdle, who has some space, and he'll back up in behind his own net, trying to allow himself to find a good breakout. Tipped ahead here by Shearhorn. This goes in on goal. Saved there by Morris. And he passes off onto the side as Morris able to make that save from the shot from the red line on the tip by Shearhorn. Here's now John Doherty coming across the blue line. But just ahead of the play on that left wing side was Tyler Lundy. And they'll halt play once again with 13:16 to go here in this first period. The score, it is zeros between the Storm and the Fighting Saints. Now, tomorrow on the Storm Radio Network, we'll be joining you at 12:45 p.m. back in the Tri-Cities for the Vero Wireless pregame show. As the Storm get ready to take on the Green Bay Gamblers, that game can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, of course, the sister station of the Breeze 94.5. Look forward to bringing you that game tomorrow against the Green Bay Gamblers. The two-time defending Eastern Conference champions. Here's a turnover, and Henry now with it tries to feed it to Nightcott, but that one's skipped away from him, and now it's carried ahead here by the Fighting Saints. TJ Moore, he moves in into the slot. Opportunity in front. Good save there by Copley to come out and challenge John Doherty. But here's Doherty from behind the net. Pass off in front, trying to feed it there to Moore in the left circle. But that one gets away from Moore, and now the Storm with the puck with 12:35 to go here in this opening frame. Scoreless between the Storm and the Fighting Saints as Sins has the puck back on the attack for the Storm. His shot is blocked away there by Mike Matheson, the defenseman for the Saints. And now off to the right corner, where it is Soren Janssen battling to get this puck back. Loses it, however, as getting to it now is Max Gardiner. And the Saints now jump ahead here, and there'll be a penalty to the Storm as the stick gets taken out of Ryan Siro's hands. And that will immediately draw a Storm player to the box, as the time of this penalty will be at the 7:45 mark of this opening period. The man going off for the infraction, it will be Greg Johnson for the Storm. So here in this first period, the first power play of the evening belonging to the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Now, remember yesterday, the Storm, they only had one power play versus Fargo, 7. So holding would be the call, holding the stick of Ryan Siro did Greg Johnson, and so Greg Johnson serving the two-minute minor, resulting in the Dubuque Fighting Saints' first power play of the evening. Down low, Gergensen's with it. Pass in front, trying to feed it there to Max Gardiner, who is at the doorstep of the crease, trying to deflect in that pass there by Gergensen's. Now the puck down low. It's Shane Sooth trying to make a pass through. Good job there by J.D. Peterson, who blocks off that pass. Now back to Mike Matheson. His shot does not get through. Blocked in front. McArdle was standing there, along with Max Gardiner, I believe the teammate there of Mike Matheson, blocking it there. As the puck goes all the way back 200 feet into the Dubuque zone, a minute 15 left here on the man advantage for the Fighting Saints. Zeros is the score on the scoreboard between the Saints and the Storm. And the Storm killing off this penalty here to Greg Johnson. Puck chipped ahead in the left circle. Here's a chance in front. Trying to center it there with Shane Sooth. Now he has it once again outside the right circle. Fades back to the blue line in the high slot. It's Walsh. Walsh down low trying to feed it to Mike Matheson, but intercepted away by the Storm. And the Storm clear it down the ice once again with 11 minutes remaining here in the Platte Valley State Bank first period. There's a chance up in front. Great save made by Morris, denying Steinhauser, who races off the bench. And Tim Lappin finding the streaking Steinhauser, but Steinhauser robbed on the play by Mike Morris. 10:55 to go here in this opening period. And 41 seconds left on the penalty to Greg Johnson. The Storm nearly scores shorthanded on their first shot of the game that they've credited. A great job there, though, by Tim Lappin generating that chance. He found Steinhauser, who came streaking into the zone quickly and nearly gave the Storm a one-goal lead at 1-0. But instead, we remain zeros. Just 23 seconds left on the penalty to Johnson as the Storm tried to get to it, and Roboski for the Storm takes it and drives it on down the ice with 10:30 to go now in the period and 15 seconds left on this power play time for Dubuque. Now just ahead on the play, it is Michael Downing. He enters the zone, sends it towards that left corner, intercepted away by Tim Bonner. Play goes back around the boards. It's Shearhorn taking it. And once again, Shearhorn will just clear it all the way down the ice as Greg Johnson comes out of the box And we're back to 5-on-5 hockey here, and the Storm successful once again on the penalty kill department. The Storm in the preseason now 14 of 15 on the penalty kill, and did so marvelously on that last one against the Fighting Saints. Here's the puck now back towards the blue line. Storm trying to keep it in the Dubuque zone here, and they do momentarily, but the Fighting Saints take it away. And banking it all the way down the ice up the right wing side was Matthew Cato, and this will be a icing here against Dubuque with 9:47 to go here in period number one. Coming up on the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report, we'll be joined by Andy Jones from Clarkson University, who used to be the assistant coach last year for the Sioux Falls Stampede. We're going to talk to him about what it's like to scout it as a assistant coach in the USHL versus a college coach now. And, of course, just a month ago was named as an assistant coach at Clarkson University. A tremendous track record here in the USHL as an assistant coach. We'll talk with him. Kyle Vogel coming in with a shot as he enters the zone from the top right circle, but that one goes wide of the Copley net, and the Storm still trying to get to it here in their own zone. Here's a shot going in on Copley. He scoops it up, makes the easy save, holds on to it with 9:27 to go here in the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, providing you with a complete menu of financial products and services, from personal to business products, home financing, investments, and everything in between. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust of Kearney and Grand Island. And now we go to the left circle here in the Storm zone, where the puck will be dropped in between TJ Moore and Soren Janssen. It is Janssen trying to win this draw, steals it away from Moore, and now plays it ahead there for Kenny Brooks. Here's the puck now up the right wing side. Brooks run into there, upended. Play continues on as it goes along the end boards. Now played out in through the slot, but it is the Saints able to clear it away, and Freshie comes ahead up the right wing side and just tips it up into the Storm zone. It is McArdle trying to knife it away, but TJ Moore comes in, steals it from him. All he could do, though, is move the puck in behind the goal line, where the Storm retake possession and now move up that left wing side, and Lidas will stick it in deep in the Dubuque zone. Clock ticking down at 8:51 left in this first period. Scoreless between the Storm and the Saints. The Saints now with the puck take it and just send it all the way down the ice. A rolling puck will go back and behind Copley, and now it's taken back once again by the Storm. Here's the puck all the way down the ice. No icing here against the Storm as Steinhauser comes in on a check on Cato, and now it'll be taken back here as the Fighting Saints try to play it to center. They do. Taken here by Brian Sins. Drives it in deep down the Dubuque zone as it goes around the boards. The young Trevor Moore trying to get to it there, but zero for the Saints, getting to it up the right wing side. He'll just fire it into the Storm zone, but it goes back behind the net. Copley plays it away. Cato cuts it off at the point and sends a shot in on goal, which is saved away by Copley. And now the Storm trying to track it down and help their goaltender out by keeping it out of this zone. Copley seeing a total of 8 shots so far. He's made 8 saves to this point. Here's Trevor Moore chipping it in to the left side of the ice, where he sends it into the corner boards in the Dubuque zone, and that allows the Storm to complete a change here as the puck goes back towards the blue line. Roboski can't keep it in, and now it's backed up into the Storm zone as Johnson now has it. Greg Johnson trying to make a play up the right wing side, couldn't get it there. Roboski now on to Shearhorn. Shearhorn sneaking in left circle, his shot to the net, and that's saved away by Morris, and Morris hangs on with 7:37 to go here in this first period. Scoreless game here at the Dyson Event Center in the final game of the day on day 2 of the 2011 Fall Classic. Faceoff coming up in the left circle. It'll be taken here, where the Storm try to get to it, but the puck pushed to center ice here by Dubuque. On that left wing side, though, for the Storm, they try to push it right back into the Dubuque zone, but Hansen now controls here for Dubuque. Just ahead on the play across the blue line. Here comes Gergensen. He moves in. Rifles a shot over the glove of Copley and off the end glass. Back to the right point. Dubuque keeps it in. Matheson. That is Mike Matheson. Couple sets of brothers actually on this Dubuque team as they work it here. It is Gergensen's outside the left circle, trying to get it away from Bonner. Keeps his body there. Plays it off to Walsh. Walsh with the shot. An opportunity there. But his shot going wide of the net there. And now it's sent on back to the blue line. Here's Jake Downing making the play to the left wing half wall. Back to Downing. Downing fires it back behind the net. It'll be Gergensen's getting to it there. Zymgus Gergensen's from Latvia, expected to be a top 10 potential pick in the NHL draft in the June 2012 draft, which, of course, coming up after this season. Had a good rookie year. Here's an opportunity off in front. A shot in on goal, but Copley makes the save as Gerard Hansen gets that shot in on Copley, and Copley been solid so far. Here's now Matheson. That is Kevin Matheson with a shot. That one, rather, Kenny Matheson able to get that shot off, and that one's saved away by Copley. As the puck now taken here and poked away, and finally the Storm with it. It is Joonakunis playing it ahead now to Nykop, his fellow countryman from Finland. But the puck taken here across the blue line, and the Storm caught offsides here on the delayed offsides with 6:04 to go in this first period. So the Storm trying to get things rolling and hoping to see things go the right way. Here's the puck now. Taken over here as the Storm get to it and send it in deep now in the Dubuque zone with under 6 minutes to go in this opening frame. And now a battle for it along the end boards here is quiet crowd here in this night game. It will be a little louder, of course, when we see the game for Sioux City tomorrow night. As Vecchione now has it. Vecchione in behind the net. Tries to play it off in front. That gets taken away, but Vecchione gets it right back. Lost a handle on it as he goes right through the high slot. And now Dubuque with it. It is Lundy with this play. Moving it in. Opportunity. Shot it on goal. Saved by Copley. Covers up. And he gets the whistle as well as the referee sitting over top of it there and looking to see if it did or did not go in. That was Christopher Petosha. He says Copley made the save. And they show the replay here at the Tyson Event Center. And Copley doing an excellent job acting like a sponge here tonight. Early on, controlling his rebounds, and right there did an excellent job also controlling his body. At 6'3", Phoenix Copley starting to really develop into a good goalie here as he continues to find that development at the USHL level after playing in Corpus Christi last season. He's named the goaltender of the month in the month of November. Trying to get things going. Jim Montgomery not happy with his defensemen right now as he barks at them on the bench. Trying to get them going a little bit here as well. Here's the puck, by the way, also not playing here tonight. Tyler Ambergy, the former Storm player. He was a scratch. As the Storm now try to get to it, it is O'Rourke getting hooked up. No call made, but the Storm will get to it nonetheless and behind the net and played out to center. It's Janssen tipping over to the left wing side. The co-captain, Kenny Brooks, trying to get to it there. Hakey Lidas, though, from behind the play, getting it from O'Rourke, and now just sends it up into the left corner. Good check there by Lidas, in on Kyle McKenzie. Play continues on as it goes back around the boards, off to the outside right circle, and taken over here by McKenzie once again as he retreats it back to Cato. Here's Cato, a nice pass ahead out to the neutral zone, trying to feed it to Ciro, but this will go down for icing, and the Storm will touch it up here with 4:27 to go in this Platte Valley State Bank for free to play. As they will move the faceoff back in the Dubuque zone. Well, there's no doubt that the Fighting Saints are going to be extremely good this season. They will likely contend for the Clark Cup once again, and that Eastern Conference is stacked, folks. If you look at it, Green Bay is extremely good once again. They're going to be a contender near the end. Muskegon is going to be the biggest surprise to a lot because they may not have been the best team in the East last year, but they're going to be extremely good with Jordan Masters back there. And then don't forget about Indiana and Youngstown, who's improved a lot as well. Here's the puck now up the left wing side. Shane Walsh with it. The former Storm player was traded, of course, a month and a half into the season last year to Dubuque. Trying to move it up that left wing side. Now we get a call coming up here. And a penalty upcoming going to be called by Chris Petosha. And we're going to get it for too many men on the ice. And you can see who it's against. It's going to be against Dubuque as they have six guys on the ice. And an easy call here. And this will give the Storm their first power play of the night. Too many men against the Fighting Saints. And this one will be served here by Matt Yusso for Dubuque. So now the Storm with their first power play of the night on that too many men. Time of this one coming here at the 16:03 mark of the first period. It'll be Soren Janssen, Vecchione, and that of Brad Shearhorn to start on this top power play unit for the Storm. But you got to win the draw first. Gergensen wins it away from Janssen. Janssen will have to go to center to try to retrieve this puck, and he'll retreat it on back to Kenny Brooks. Just one defenseman on this power play for the Storm, and that would be Sean O'Rourke as Brooks runs back towards the point as well. Here's Brooks now firing it up into the Dubuque zone. The puck will come free. It'll go down to the left corner where it is Vecchione going after it. Taken over here. It'll be Shearhorn battling for this puck. Sent away there by Gergensen's, and he'll chop it on down the ice with a minute 30 now left here on the Storm power play. 3:25 to go here in the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play, where it is scoreless between the Storm and the Saints. Here's Shearhorn across the attack blue line, dropping on back to O'Rourke. O'Rourke giving on to Kenny Brooks, cross ice, feeding it to Shearhorn, now on to Janssen. Janssen in the right circle, to the high slot to O'Rourke. His shot, that one's blocked away there by TJ Moore, and now the puck goes over to the right wing boards in the Storm control. It's back to Brooks, his shot, that misses the net wide to the right. Goes back and down deep into the right corner to Vecchione. Here's Janssen, now on to Kenny Brooks. Brooks fading around in that left circle, getting pressure there from behind, though, by Lundy. But Brooks is able to keep it in, using his body momentarily. But Lundy, second effort, just clears it on down the ice. Just 45 ticks remaining here on this Storm power play. 2:39 left here in this first period. Scoreless hockey game here so far. And it's been that way, despite Dubuque outshooting the Storm significantly at 11-2. Puck goes all the way down the ice, slowing it down there is Copley. And he'll just tee it up off to the side there for Janssen. Here's the puck now. Given off to the right wing side. Taken here. It is J.D. Peterson sending it in on net. Matt Morris able to make that save. Keeps it away. And now the puck will go back down the other way as it's cleared on down the ice. It'll be taken there. And Copley once again with it. Just leaving it in behind the net for Greg Janssen. 5 seconds left on the power play. In just a second, Uso will come out of the box as he serves the bench minor for too many men on the ice for Dubuque. He's out of the box, onto the ice in the neutral zone. He'll skate to the bench quickly as the Fighting Saints have the puck with under a minute 49 to go in this opening frame. Cato, he sends it on back to Downing. Michael Downing with it, looking around, looks back towards Cato, can't feed him there. And now it's sent out to the neutral zone here by the Fighting Saints. And Cato jumps up on the play, moves in, a slap shot to the net. But that's an offsides. Negate the shot in on Copley as Peterson confronts that of Matthew Cato. Not happy that Cato did not hold up on that shot as he went offsides. That draws a reaction out of the veteran defenseman to the USHL. Played with the Des Moines Buccaneers last year. Now here with the Tri-City Storm, J.D. Peterson. And he's a physical guy. Led the Des Moines Buccaneers last year in penalty minutes. Of course, the Storm have no problem if he leads the Storm in that category, as you need that presence to protect your teammates, and that is exactly what Peterson gives you. There's a big hit there along the boards, and now tackled here is Durante's going right after a man. And who is that? That is Freshy, and Durante's going at it. Durante's hasn't got his helmet off. Now he takes his helmet off, and now they'll separate him as Freshy gets knocked into, and we're going to see a couple penalties here. One will be against Durante's, and the other one will be against Eric Freshy. Well, Freshy is not happy. Mr. Ranney has jumped in there. We'll see how everything sorts out. If there is any extra penalties assessed, not sure if they'll give a fighting major or if they'll give roughing calls here. But Durante's going right after Freshy without a hesitation. 18:32 is the time of this infraction. It will be Andrew Durante's getting the extra 2-minute minor as well. So he'll likely get it for roughing. As both of them trying to take a quick punch there at each other, and nothing comes of it here. So it'll be the Storm's Andrew Durante's getting the extra 2 minutes, as it'll be Steinhauser serving the penalty here for the Storm. And, of course, Dubuque's Eric Freshy also in the box. I don't believe his will be more than 2 minutes, as that looked more like a roughing, but maybe they assess it 5 for fighting. We'll find out. Either way, all of this happening leading to a Dubuque power play. Their second of the game, as the Storm are 0-for-1, so are the Fighting Saints, but they get their second one here with under 90 seconds left here in this period. And off the draw, a shot to the net. Might have snuck through either way. Fended off to the left corner where Copley watches it go back in behind his own net. The Storm are back to the penalty kill here, and a bad pass by Gergensen's goes sliding on back into the Dubuque zone. Yes, it'll be 2 minutes charging for Durante's on that first penalty. So charging is the call against Durante's. And that's what gives the Fighting Saints their second power play of the game. Gergensen's with under a minute to go here in this Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. Sends it on back to the blue line. Gergensen's, though, gets it right back from Mike Matheson. Down low now. And with it is Shane Sooth. Sooth back onto now Shane Walsh. Walsh will pass on to Sooth. Back to Walsh in the slot. His shot does not get through. Blocked in front there by the skate of Kenny Brooks. And now it goes to the outside right circle where Sooth now has it once again. Sooth playing it down low, giving it there to Gergensen's. Knifed away from him there by Sins. But Suth will recover and play it on back to the high slot to Mike Matheson, who could not keep the play along the blue line there and now has to retreat out of the zone. But here's Matheson bringing it in. Once again, here's shot to the net. That just misses wide to the left. That puck quickly moving ahead there, and now the play goes on. Shane Suth. Hassled in the play there by Janssen. Puck taken away. Sins with it with 13 seconds to go in the period. And so the Fighting Saints are likely to have about 32 seconds of power play time as they start period number two. At this rate, are going to get it to the neutral zone, but turned over here. Bonner has it, and time will expire before he can get that shot off. So the shot wouldn't count even if it got on net as it went wide. And after 20 minutes of action, we are scoreless heading to the locker room here in Sioux City. But it has been far from a even affair so far, as the Fighting Saints have had the advantage on the shot clock at 12-3. But Phoenix Copley, he's made all 12 saves, as has Matt Morris for the Fighting Saints. The Storm should be thanking their netminder for doing an excellent job keeping those rebounds from coming out in front. We'll talk about this first period on the Central Hydraulic First Administration Report. We'll recap what happened, as well as get to thoughts after one with my guest, Andy Jones from Clarkson University, the new assistant coach there. And, of course, the former assistant coach for the Sioux Falls Stampede. All that and more still ahead on the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellowbook's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellowbook 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
Your Tri-City store. Open the season with the world's largest t-shirt toss and a free post-game skate. Friday, September 30th, in a game against the Sioux City Musketeers. The Storm will toss over 1,000 t-shirts into the stands. How many t-shirts will you catch?
Not two, not three, not four.
And don't miss the first Rockin' Runs of post-game skate. Free ice skating after the game. It's the Storm home opener and the number one party in town. Friday, September 30th. It's hockey time. Learn more at stormhockey.com. Presented by The Arrow.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen. If I'm gonna have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
Four blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian steel toolboxes, ladder racks, pronghorn utility bodies, flatbeds, Tommy Gate lifts, and Bosch snow plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And welcome back, everybody, at the Tyson Event Center here in Sioux City, Iowa. Not only on the Breeze 94.5 FM, but on Fast Hockey as well. Skip Berry, indeed, the play-by-play voice of the Tri-City Storm. Just a bit, we'll get to thoughts after one with my guest once again, Andy Jones. He is the new assistant coach at Clarkson University, It's a pleasure to see him there. We'll talk about his career, of course, in the USHL as an assistant for the Sioux Falls Stampede. Very notable coach here and well-respected throughout the USHL ranks. Got to say, I'm excited to talk to him here finally as not an opposing coach in our league. Talk to him in just a second. Recap this first period, though, to start this Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing youth hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Now we go into this period, no score. Now that would say, well, the Storm must have played very well. Take that back for a second. The Storm did play well, considering how good Dubuque is. Dubuque, though, outshot the Storm 12-3, and Gergensen's a major reason why. Every time he's on the ice, he's really good, and he will make things happen. Taking a look, though, throughout that period, though, a lot of penalties there, more notably the Storm being down a man now for the second time here. They have about 32 more seconds left on the charging penalty to Andrew Durantes. That drew a little bit of extracurricular activity as both Andrew Durantes and Eric Freshy then would get 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct. Dubuque, only one penalty in that period that resulted in a power play for the Storm. That was Matt Uso going to the box, serving the bench minor for too many men on the ice. Greg Johnson, the other infraction for the Storm, at 7:45 in. That would be a holding infraction. So power plays right now, Storm just one, Dubuque with two. And they still have that second one going to start period number two. That is the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier these days in the great state of Nebraska with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now we move into thoughts after one here on this evening here at the Fall Classic with a guy that's not here at the Fall Classic scouting for the Sioux Falls Stampede anymore. And thank goodness, because he was very successful in this league at doing so. And now hopefully he can carry that success on to Clarkson University. Andy Jones, my guest here from Clarkson University program now. Andy, congratulations. It's really exciting to see a guy like yourself who's put in a lot of hard work as an assistant coach under a guy like Kevin Hartzell, who's a well-respected head coach in our league, and to see you get that opportunity to Clarkson University. What does it say about what this league's done for you?
Well, Skip, first of all, thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it. I think the USHL is pretty near and dear to my heart. I think it's a really good developmental league. It's a very, very competitive league. And from a coaching standpoint, there's excellent coaches in the league. And so I think you're challenged every night. And I think this opportunity at Clarkson is just a result of myself just being pushed every night by good competition.
Absolutely. And when you look at this league and the development it's had, a lot of NHL talent now in this league. And you've had a chance to kind of see some of those guys in a Sioux Falls sweater over the last few years. But now you look throughout the league, and it just seems like you look at the NHL scouts, even in attendance, and almost like they become more noticeable every year now at the Fall Classic, maybe because you get to know them a little more. But it almost seems like there's new ones popping up, and it's just like, wait, how many scouts are really here now from the National Hockey League? Is that amazing to see how this Fall Classic has evolved, not only for college scouting purposes, but for even the NHL?
Well, if you take this back, this showcase back 10 years or so, it was in Des Moines. It was called the Buck Bowl.
Yep.
And it was a pretty significant event, a scouting event. However, this what Sioux City's done here at the Tyson Event Center, they've taken it to a whole new level. And the league's basically gone to a new level. This classic showcase has gone to a new level. And I think the opportunity, it's a comfortable atmosphere to scout. And I think the opportunity for the NHL scouts and the college scouts to be in one building and see all 16 teams play within a span of 4 days is fantastic. And it's a really good showcase for the league.
Again, he is the new assistant coach at Clarkson University, former Sioux Falls Stampede assistant coach Andy Jones, my guest here on Thoughts After One on the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report, where it is scoreless between the Storm and the Fighting Saints. Now, I have to ask you, because while you've moved on, how much of you is still tied to that Sioux Falls program for this season? I imagine you feel very much so connected in what they do here this year still, because you still made that impact to the roster this year, right?
Without question. So, you know, I had a chance to watch Sioux Falls play. I think the kickoff game of this Fall Classic at 1 o'clock on Thursday. And
Wednesday.
Excuse me. It's right. Thursday today.
I'm confused as well.
Days are stringing together at this point. And I just caught myself watching one team the whole game. So I think part of my heart's still there, and it will be for a long time. I think Sioux Falls is a fantastic place. And at the same time, it's a new job. It's a new challenge. And I'm very much looking forward to it.
Andy, you look at this year, though, when you scout this event, now being a college assistant coach versus looking at guys, okay, who are we going to have to match up with this year? Who might we think about even remotely considering a trade? Because we know Hartzell, he doesn't like to trade, although he did do that last year. But what do you look at now as a college assistant? Do you look at the same intangibles as you did as a USHL assistant coach when you evaluate the talent?
When you're evaluating a player, Skip, I think everybody has their own opinions, but you have to have a baseline level of skill. And you, I mean, hockey's a hard sport. It's really hard. So you have to have it in your heart. You have to be tough. You have to be gritty, and you have to want it really bad, because there's a lot of players out there that are fairly equal in terms of skill.
But is it a little different? Because when you look at this tournament, you're looking at, maybe as a USHL assistant coach, you'd be looking at a guy, where is he at right now? Because that's what you want out of him. When you look at him right now, do you look at, okay, what could he be in the future? Because that's really what you guys have to do, is project as a college assistant, right?
It's a great point. There is a lot of projection. Just like an NHL scout, they're just projecting a little further down the road. When you're working within the confines of the USHL, within one of the organizations, there's so much turnover every year that you're really playing for that specific year. Now there's right. an affiliate list, a futures list, all those things come into play, but you're focused on this year, and the turnover is 60-75% every year. Mm-hmm. In college, you're really looking at a 4-year window. So you're really right. looking to bring in 4, 5, 6, 7 players a year, and it's a little different than the USHL situation. And so you're still looking for the same thing in a good player. The same thing still makes a good player, but the timeline with which you're looking for that player to make an impact is different.
Absolutely. Again, he is the new assistant coach at Clarkson University, former Sioux Falls Stampede assistant, Andy Jones, my guest here on Thoughts After One. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Best of luck in your success at Clarkson University upcoming in the season. They've got a fine assistant coach, and I know you'll have that program once again firing on all cylinders again.
Skip, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy. There you go. Andy Jones from the Clarkson University, pleasure to have him on Thoughts After One. It is zeros on the scoreboard here. We'll come back, take a look at the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update next, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Taking a look at some scores around the USHL earlier here at the Fall Classic, as this is the final game. It was Team USA's under-18 team defeating Omaha 4-3 the final. Muskegon over Chicago at the IBP 4-1 the final from there. It was Waterloo earlier at the Tyson Event Center taking it to Fargo. The Western Conference favorites going into the season, the Waterloo Blackhawks, defeat Fargo 4-1. It was Indiana 2, Des Moines 1 in overtime at the IBP, while Youngstown defeating Cedar Rapids here at the Tyson Event Center, 5-4 the final. And going on in the third period, it's Green Bay with a 1-goal lead at 3-2 over the Lincoln Stars. It's scoreless after one here at the Tyson Event Center between the Storm and the Fighting Saints. Come back. It is the TCBY second period of action next, right here on the Storm Radio Network.
Do you want to get ripped? The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
What makes TCBY the country's best yogurt? TCBY is great-tasting, real dairy frozen yogurt that's low in fat and cholesterol. Compared to ice cream, it's so much lower in calories. TCBY is also packed with the good stuff. We're talking calcium, protein, vitamins A and D. And just like any dairy yogurt, TCBY contains live active cultures, which may improve digestion and boost your immune system. TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the TCBY second period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Since 1981, they've been finding what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call it impossible, you'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. Into the second period we go with the Storm and the Fighting Saints tied at zero. Welcome back, everybody. Play-by-play voice of the Tri-City Storm, Skip Berry, joining you not only on the Storm Radio Network, but how about on Fast Hockey, the new broadband video provider for the United States Hockey League. We go to this period with the Storm switching direction, shorthanded for 32 seconds. Down a man as that man in the box is Steinhauser serving the penalty for that of Andrew Durantes for the charging call. Storm able to get this draw and able to drive it into the Dubuque zone, but the Fighting Saints start back the other way and moving in on the attack come the Saints. With it there was Gerard Hansen, but couldn't quite get it to make a play. And now a shot coming in, tough angle and a high and over the top of the cage. Courtesy that of Shane Walsh. Now in front, here's Gergensen's could not tap it in as Copley was down and out. But Copley, who's earned that break for the most part so far tonight, as he's made 12 saves in that first period. And now Steinhauser back onto the ice. He'll go straight to the bench. Storm cleared on down the ice. 40 seconds gone here in period two. Scoreless as the Storm trying to see if they can go back to 5-on-5 hockey here with that penalty over. See if they can generate some quality chances against this Fighting Saints club. The preseason favorite by many here in the stands to repeat as Clark Cup champions. And they're playing their top guns here in the primetime game because the NHL scouts are alive and well here at the Tyson Event Center. Here's Nykov. He'd like to get some interest as well. On to Vecchione, who's another guy who could be a potential draft pick for the Storm. Playing it on back to Henry. Tries to center it off in front. Nykov, though, could not receive that pass as it's blocked off there by the Fighting Saints. And now pushed ahead here. It's Gardiner ahead to Shane Sooth. He passed the puck, looks to make a play, turns it over, however, and there to intercept it away was Heikki Liedis. Heikki Liedis now moving to the left wing side. Lost the puck as it goes back in along the end boards. He played a minute and 35 seconds here in period two. And the Storm now into the Dubuque zone, trying to see if they can generate chances. But as we say that, the Saints escape to center, and Yusso well ahead of the plays. He drops the pass backwards there to Sooth. Sooth bringing it across the blue line, offsides there with 18:18 to go in period number two. Of course, our debut here on The Breeze 94.5 FM, a new broadcast style. We're hoping you're enjoying the broadcast wherever you may be, back in the Tri-Cities as we experiment new technology. And my appreciation to that of Brad Beam with The Breeze 94.5 FM, along with Stephanie Mueller, providing the engineering as well, back at the KLIQ studios in Hastings. We hope you're enjoying this version of our broadcast, hoping that we can bring more like this in the future. As the faceoff coming up, Janssen tries to win it there, but it's pushed in deep now here by the Fighting Saints into the Tri-City zone, where it's taken back here by Greg Johnson. Hakey Lietis now with it and looks to set it up ahead there for Kenny Brooks, who catches up to the puck from the left circle, tries to center it there to Janssen. Could not get the pass through, and now Janssen forcing a turnover. Good job by Janssen sprawling out, trying to get it to Hakey, but Hakey Lietis could not quite get it, and now back the other way comes Kenny Morris. Tough angle shot there. That one goes wide. Excuse me, make that Kyle Vogel on that play. Oh, no, indeed, it was Kenny Morris. I had it right the first time. It was the Fighting Saints attacking the opposite direction there, and we do get a whistle here, and this one will be for an offsides against the Storm. 17:38 to go here in the TCBY second period of play. My colleague here broadcasting on the other side at the Dyson Event Center in the broadcast row, Patrick Murray, we're going to be joined by him on Inside the Booth coming up on the Central Hydraulic Second Emission Report. We'll talk about this Fighting Saints team. We'll talk with him again in about a couple weeks when we go to Dubuque at the Mystique Ice Center. We'll talk more about Zymgus Girgensons then, but I think later we're going to try to talk about Mike Matheson, who's another expected first-round pick. Here's now Doherty down low in front to TJ Moore, off in front. Great save made by Copley, sprawling off to the side and denying Tyler Lundy on that opportunity. And now a delayed penalty coming up against the Storm as the Fighting Saints work down low. Morris goes to the bench. Girgensons comes on, and Zymgus Girgensons trying to help support the play in the left corner in the Storm zone. It's Girgensons digging for it here. He now gets it back to the blue line. On to Doherty. Teddy Doherty tries to look to play catch here. Girgensons now passes off to the right side. Shot in on goal. Saved by Copley, denying Kyle McKenzie. And we do get the whistle and a little extracurricular activity afterwards as Chris Petosha is going to escort a Storm player to the box. And we'll see what it ends up being. It's going to be J.D. Peterson, the Storm player, going to the box. Petosha watching his linesman escort him, and Petosha now makes the signal here, and they're going to call him for high-sticking. As Petosha went to go survey the damage, and it's just a two-minute minor. So the Storm will be down a man here with 16:49 to go in period number two. And the Storm down a man for another 2 minutes here. This will be the third power play now of the night for the Fighting Saints. Storm win this draw, fired on down the ice. They'll kill the first 10 seconds successfully for the Storm, as these Fighting Saints will move up now from the right wing side. Now ahead on the play. It'll go back into the Dubuque zone. And with it here and scurrying on back behind his own cage, it would be Teddy Doherty, who plays it up ahead now on left wing for Girgensons. The Latvian sensation will play it around the boards. Girgensons tries to go get it back, however, as it is O'Rourke trying to create the turnover and help out his team, but now it has it outside the right circle, where it is once again Gardiner playing on down low for Girgensons. Back now to the point. Doherty swinging it off now to Walsh. Walsh will try to take it. He'll deflect it on down to the outside left circle to Girgensons, who will touch the puck multiple times on this power play like he normally would. Here's Walsh. Back now to Sooth. Sooth from the left point swings it now to Teddy Doherty. His shot as he winds up hits his teammate Gardiner and now deflects off towards the right corner. Gardiner back on now to Doherty. On to Walsh. A drive to the net. Saved by Copley, and rebound comes back off in front. Gardiner controls in the left circle. Back down low, it's Sooth. Now to Girgensons, his drive into the mask of Copley and then dropping right into the glove with 15:34 to go here in the TCBY second period of play. Just 46 seconds left here on the Dubuque power play as the Storm netminder Phoenix Copley is making a name for himself back in Kearney as a pleasant surprise after playing at Corpus Christi last year. Keep in mind, folks, a lot of people said stats lie. That would definitely be the case because he didn't have brilliant stats in Corpus Christi, but he played on a very difficult team to play for last year, and the coaching staff felt that bringing him in would give him an opportunity to see what he could do with a little maybe higher caliber of talent around him, and he's showing that right now. 6'3" is Phoenix Copley, and he's doing great. Still on the power play, Dubuque with an opportunity. Shot in on goal, saved away somehow by Copley, came off the post, and now they say it's a goal. Chris Petosha signaling it here, and the Storm arguing it, and we'll see a replay here up on the video screen at the Dyson Event Center, if indeed that is a goal, but Petosha was behind the net, and on the first angle, can't tell anything here, but Petosha signaled it right away, so this will be a power play goal here for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, And they show the replay. Not sure who's going to get it. Did not hit on initially on that post, but the puck then trickled in towards the goal line. Did not go in, or did it? Oh, wow. That is not a good call there by Petosha. A brutal call indeed as the replay. And now it is Drew Shenick pointing over to Petosha. I'm sure he was going to want to talk to him. That was not over the goal line in any way. A good job by the replay crew here at the Tyson Event Center as they had a great angle on that. So they will get the goal here, and the Dubuque Fighting Saints lead 1-0 on a power play goal that do not know who ended up scoring. If it was going to be Teddy Doherty, who was there on the initial shot. And we'll wait to see on the official announcement here, as we could not quite hear it from our broadcast location. As Moore now has the puck back behind the Storm net. But that one was saved away there at the goal line and kept out. Scott Brand here, the director of officiating, is in attendance and evaluating his officials here at this tournament. And that's one where I'm sure he's going to talk to Petosha and say, well, the replay begs to differ despite your vantage point. And that's just unfortunate for the Storm. That's a bad break, down 1-0, and Phoenix Copley has nothing to be ashamed of. Got a break there, it looked like, as the Storm kept it out. But here's now Tim Lappin moving in with a shot. His shot goes wide to the right. 14:04 to go, second period. Score is 1-0 now Dubuque on a controversial goal here in the second period. In the left corner, and we get a whistle. And this whistle will result in a faceoff coming out of the zone. As Trevor Moore touches it up, he might have touched it down there with a high stick. We'll move the faceoff 200 feet back inside the Storm zone with 13:57 to go. Well, Dubuque has been the more dominant team, no question here tonight. Outshooting the Storm now 18-3. They did the same thing, though, to Omaha yesterday. So if you're the Storm, it's not necessarily on how you're playing. It's just how good this Dubuque team is at the moment. And we get a whistle here off the draw. We'll redo the faceoff once again with a hand pass. And I believe this is against Dubuque, so it should come out of the zone. They'll move it to the outside blue line there. Right wing side for the Fighting Saints. Left wing side for the Storm. So the draw here, won by the Storm, and now they try to move it up along the right wing side where they feed it in deep in the Dubuque zone. Shearhorn goes after it there. Can't quite get possession of the puck. And now it goes to the outside right circle where moving around with it is Middleton. Middleton trying to make a play into the slot, trying to feed it on there to Bonner. But now the puck will get taken back the other way, and up along the left wing side comes Kenny Matheson. Here's Matheson moving around. Has the puck on his stick. Now tries to steer it back the other way. Now in behind the net. Here it goes over to the left corner. With it, battling there is Kyle Vogel. Vogel, who played his junior hockey last year up in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League from Richland, Washington, which is in the Tri-Cities in Washington, where head coach and general manager Drew Shenick spent most of his time in the last few years with his home there. And so now the puck goes back the other way as the Storm finish it into the Dubuque zone where they can get a quick change. 12:43 to go in the second period, and now play out goes the other way as here's Walsh moving in. Shane Walsh for Dubuque. His shot to the net, sticked away there by Copley. And behind now the Storm cage as it is Walsh with it here. Walsh back to the right point. Moving with it, there is McKenzie. He passes outside the right circle. Good play there. Hit by Sins, knocking his man on down. Now the puck goes down to the right corner. Justin Henry feeds it on back and behind the Tri-City net. Vecchione out there with Henry. And that of Thomas Nykop. But the defense now trying to get it out. Dubuque right now leading 1-0. Michael Downing will get the goal. And Downing getting that goal there at the 4:41 mark of this second period. A controversial goal that never crossed the goal line, but the referee giving it there as Tyler Lundy and Ryan Ciro get the assist. So Dubuque right now having the lead on a power play goal that is very controversial and costly to the Storm at the moment. Roboski keeping the puck at the blue line for the Storm at the left point. Plays it back behind the net. Outside the right circle. Back onto Greg Johnson. Johnson tips it on over now to Roboski. He thought about a shot but holds up as it would have been blocked anyways. Plays it down to the corner. It's intercepted by Gergensens. And Gergensens gets knocked down there by Vecchione. Here's Zimgus Gergensens playing it over now to the left wing side. Getting over there is Johnson. He tries to play it out. Could not. Teddy Doherty keeps it in. Spinning around with it and a tough angle shot there. He spun around, was Eric Freshy. Missed the net well wide to the right. And now the Storm go back the other way. A 2-on-1 possibly. Here's Soren Janssen chipping it away. Hickey Lees has shot off the pipe and missed it off that right post. Now back to Kenny Brooks. His shot deflects just wide of the cage. Storm now getting some chances here. Provided off that rush there. Soren Janssen feeding Hakey Lees, nearly getting that first goal. And then moments ago, Kenny Brooks didn't miss the net by much on that deflection, possibly by Soren Janssen in the slot. Under 10:55 to go here in the TCBY second period of play. 1-0 Dubuque. They have the lead. It is J.D. Peterson now playing it up the left wing side. This will miss everybody. Will they call an icing here? They wave it off. Good job by Durantes to race to the faceoff dots in the Dubuque zone, beating Uso there, and that's what waved it off. Here's the puck now. Back on now to Doherty. John Doherty coming across the blue line. Has it off now to Tyler Lundy. Back to John Doherty. Intercepted away by Tim Lappin. Storm start away with the puck, but Lappin lost control of it. And now it's taken back into the attack zone here by Dubuque. Here's, Patrick Steinhauser. Trying to move it ahead there as Durantes was pinching up along the way. Now Peterson will get it back. Looks to Durantes. Durantes chips it along the wall. Tries to play it up ahead there for Tim Lappin. Can't make the play. Now Durante's digging in after it. Durante's taking a charging penalty back in that first period. And then was roughing up there Eric Freshy. Both of them would get 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct. And then Durante's the extra minor for that charging call. So Durante's getting actively involved here physically for the Storm. As the clock ticks down, 9:45 to go here in this second period. 1-0 Dubuque. And here comes Tim Bonner for the Storm. Holds up as Shearhorn well offsides there. Has to come across the blue line. Storm have only gotten 3 shots on goal in this hockey game, all of which in the first period. Here's Middleton moving in. Middleton gives off here. Here's a shot in there by Bonner, and that one goes right through the crease, wide of the cage. And now it comes back in along the end boards here and back around. Keep in mind, shots off the post do not count as shots. Storm have had a couple shots directed to the goal, but have missed the cage a few times here. They've got to get the shot on goal and find a way to beat Morris. Here's a turnover by Dubuque. O'Rourke gets high-sticked in the face. That's going to draw a penalty, and the Storm are going to get a power play chance here with 9:07 to go in the second period, as that was an easy one for the officials to call, as O'Rourke going forward, just taking that high stick up high, and the guilty combatant here is Kevin Morris for the Fighting Saints. So time of the call, 10 minutes, 53 seconds in to period number two. As the Fighting Saints get this penalty, and Phoenix Copley will go back into his crease to man his post. Since 1981, they've been providing what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call it impossible. You'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And here on the power play for the Storm in the second period, maybe a chance to find that equalizer. They need a break. Controversial goal, giving the Fighting Saints a lead. It may be unjustly so, the way Phoenix Copley has played here tonight. Here's now Brian Sins moving with the puck. Up along the left wing side, he sends it across that blue line. Ahead of the play, though, was Shearhorn, it would appear. That's an offsides against the Storm with 8:51 to go in the second period. 1-0 Dubuque. Again, Michael Downing, the goal scorer as of right now. It was Downing from Tyler Lundy and Ryan Ciro. That's what they have right now. Off the draw, Dubuque wins this faceoff, and they fire it down the ice, in on Copley. Copley will just play it off to the side, and now Sean O'Rourke will start back up ice, up the left wing side, give it on to Soren Janssen. He sends it in to the Dubuque zone, around the boards it goes, and it'll be taken back. It'll be Sins digging in after it. Puck now taken over here. It's Gergensen's. He'll start back up. 1-on-1 with O'Rourke. A mismatch here. If Gergensen's can move with it. His shot to the net. That one deflects on the block there by O'Rourke and out of play. And Zimgus Gergensen's. You will hear this name probably more times than any other USHL or outside of your Storm players throughout the Tri-Cities this year, because this guy is going to be a wonderful talent for the USHL, Zimgus Gergensen's. He'll be in his first year eligibility here for the NHL draft. 6'1", 185 pounds. Was absolutely hot to start last year. This year is expected to be a league leader in scoring, and the expectations on him sometimes may mount to other things, though. He may not be as good. But I find that hard to believe, considering the way he played last season. Should have lots of confidence to start this year, and certainly looks like it out on the ice here consistently tonight. There's the puck sent away from the Dubuque zone as the Storm worked it in there. 8 minutes to go in the second period. 51 seconds left here on this Tri-City power play. Down 1-0. Here's J.D. Peterson. Off to the left wing side. Good job by Nykup getting it in. Hakey Lidas could not quite catch her to the puck. Good job by Greg Johnson. He gets back and fends off Shane Sooth. And now Storm start back the other way. Here comes Nykup moving in. Tries to get it on a backhand. Pass off to Middleton. Too far behind him. And the Dubuque Fighting Saints get a chance to clear with under a half minute to go on this Storm power play. As sitting in the box is Kevin Morris on that high sticking infraction on Sean O'Rourke. Now J.D. Peterson, he'll start it up. Plays into Nykup. Nykup turns it over. Lundy with it. Lundy goes around Peterson. Peterson tries to slow him down. Great opportunity for Lundy in front. And he misses the cage there as Copley was down and out. But a good job by Peterson to try to fend him off. And Greg Johnson coming from behind plays it up ahead. And this puck will now float out of play as it's deflected at the Dubuque blue line with 1 second left on the penalty to Morris. 7:08 to go here in this second period. Shots on goal, 19-3. Phoenix Copley should have 19 saves on 19 shots. But instead, it's 18 saves on 19 shots as the controversial goal that they said went across the goal line. Video replay here, without a doubt, showed it did not cross that goal line. So Phoenix Copley, not perfect tonight, despite so far looking good for the Storm. Here's the puck now, back cross ice. Storm now 0-for-2 on the power play. Dubuque now 1-for-3 after they scored that power play goal. And a penalty upcoming for the Storm. That's going to put Dubuque on their fourth power play of the night as Tim Lappin's going to take this call here, knocking his man down and getting back up. It would appear to be Teddy Doherty. Doherty taking that shot. And Tim Lappin now will be escorted to the box for the Storm. So this will put the Fighting Saints to their fourth power play of the night. Time of this infraction assessed here at the 13:10 mark in the second period. So it is Tim Lapp into the box. So you'll get a penalty there on that check on Teddy Doherty. And so the Fighting Saints will come out with that top unit once again. It'll be Kenny Matheson along with Tyler Lundy. And they'll move out there with Ryan Ciro to start off this power play. Here's the puck now deflected away. Storm cleared all the way down the ice. Good job here by the Storm to do so and get rid of it as Lappin sitting in the box here. That is Tim Lappin. Of course, Nick Lappin has yet to play for the Tri-City Storm. Still trying to get back from a minor injury. Not the major, just a little minor injury, and he'll get back and hopefully be ready for the regular season opener. Now, the other player to keep an eye on is Dylan Maller. Dylan Maller, the defenseman for the Storm, has not played just yet, and that's because he's also injured as well. So is Dalton Spicer, the defenseman for the Storm. So the Storm have a few injuries right now. They're costly, no doubt, but the Storm have to battle through it. And luckily, it's here in the preseason, not the regular season, have to worry about it. After Copley's able to get a stoppage and play here, he'll see a faceoff come up onto his glove side with 6:21 to go in the second period. Storm trailing 1-0. Off the draw, it is Sins. He'll dig in deep, trying to get it from Gergensens. They battle together. Puck, though, comes away. It is now Doherty in the high slot. He'll pass on to the top right circle onto Shane Sooth. Down low now, it is Zymgus Gergensens, the captain for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Watch it, though, come off his stick all the way back to center ice. And now Soren Janssen trying to see if he can pressure Doherty a little bit. Up the right wing side, here comes Shane Sooth in on the attack. Here's Sooth. Good job by Brooks. Comes back. Able to keep him from getting a good centering pass there. And the Storm now look to intercept this puck and get it out. It's Greg Johnson. Knifing at it there. Could not quite get the puck out. Puck will be taken here. Here's Walsh off to the side, covered up there by Copley with 5:42 to go here in this TCBY second period of play. And with 52 seconds left on the penalty to Tim Lappin, the Storm, we'll see if they can get back to full strength, down just a goal at 1-0 at the moment. So, left circle draw. Shane Sooth will take it here for Dubuque. Puck gets one back now towards the left point. It'll be taken over there as Justin Henry just backends it on down the ice. 5 minutes, 32 seconds to go here in this second period. Just 39 seconds left on the Tim Lappin penalty. Here's the puck now. On to J.D. Peterson. He'll backhand it back inside the Dubuque zone. In behind the net. Now it goes over to the right corner. Couldn't quite get to it. There was Middleton. And now Shane Sooth starts back the other way. Up along the right wing side. Moving in. Here come the Fighting Saints. They look to go down low in behind the net. Now with it back to the point. Doherty winds up, drills a shot, but that hits his teammate, Sooth. And now the Storm clear it on down the ice, courtesy of Josh McArdle's attempt to do so. And he's able to work it all the way back to the goal line in the Dubuque end, where It is Matt Morris quickly making the play up the left wing side, and we get a penalty here with a hand pass. And that will stop play here with 4:49 to go in the second period. Tim Lampen out of the box, and the Storm are back to 5-on-5 hockey here against the Fighting Saints. Now there's some confusion down below. So right now the Storm, their netminder's been good, but they have to find a way to get some shots there to Matt Morris. Matt Morris has not seen a shot at all in the second period. And people are going to go and they're going to wonder why that is. Well, let me tell you why. Dubuque has played most of this game in the Tri-City end. They did the exact same thing in the second period to Omaha yesterday afternoon. They did the exact same thing to Omaha. This is a very good Dubuque team. You're going to be pinned in your own zone. Luckily, this team is in the Eastern Conference this year because there's not going to be a lot of Western Conference teams that are going to want to play these guys. They're extremely good. It's not because they're the defending Clark Cup champions by any means. They got a few guys back from that. Zimgus Gergensen is one of them, but they add in a lot of good talent around them. We'll talk about that, actually, with the play-by-play voice of the Dubuque Fighting Saints, Patrick Murray, coming up on Inside the Booth on the Central Hydraulics second intermission report. And that will come up a little bit later here. Still some confusion down below. They are trying to work something out. They'll have a center ice faceoff coming up after all this is said and done. But the off-ice officials talking with the in-game officials here as Patosha tries to sort things out, and I think they're trying to get that sorted out here and doing so. I think there's discrepancy to possibly the line chart here that Jim Montgomery gave, because it is the line chart that was the center of the controversy. Now, Patosha talking to Jim Montgomery, and I don't know if I can see here what the discrepancy is, if I still have it with me, the official card, and I do not. So whatever comes of it, Patosha talking with Jim Montgomery, and nothing comes of it. So not exactly sure what the controversy is. Here's a shot in off to the side. That one gets deflected away over to the right corner. Now a hit there by Doherty, and that one goes back behind the Storm cage. So 4:28 to go here in the second period. Can the Storm register a shot on goal? Here's Tim Lappin giving off to Trevor Moore. Back to Lappin as he tries to chop at the puck and deflect it into the net. Couldn't do so there. 4:18 on the clock ticking down here in the second period. Here's the puck. Moore digging in. He'll go right up against Michael Downing here. Moore continues to dig after this puck. Good battle here by the young 95. As he moves in, tough angle shot. That one misses the side of the cage. The youngest player on the Storm working down low and nearly generating a chance for the Storm to equalize this hockey game at one. But here's Lundy. He tries to make a centering pass there. That one escapes back to center ice and retreating now with the puck. It is the Fighting Saints. McKenzie, he's drilled there by Heikki Liedis as he knocks him against the glass. And now the Storm go back in their own zone. Liedis gets a little shove there from behind by Morris. But Kevin Morris, not much there on Heikki. And Heikki now taking a big check there as the puck goes back to the point. Blocked away there in front by Roboski as McKenzie drives it to the net. Now it is Liedis once again with it and gives it to Janssen, who just sends it out to the neutral zone. Taken back at the center ice circle by Cato, who just sends it right back into the Tri-City zone. Up along the right wing side. Here comes Janssen for the Storm. He darts ahead into the attack zone, moves into the high slot, has the shot opportunity, takes it, but it's blocked away there by McKenzie. And then a follow-up shot by Janssen is deflected away by McKenzie and out of play. Faceoff stays inside the Dubuque zone with 3:09 to go here in the second period. 1-0 Dubuque. Storm have yet to register a shot on goal. They've had some shots, but just not on goal yet. There's a left circle drawn out coming up for the Storm. One off now to Middleton. The Storm will try to get to it here over to the outside right circle where the puck stays into the Dubuque zone. And now, play going back over to the right corner. A lot of Storm fans in attendance here. A couple of Fighting Saints fans as well. But a lot more Storm fans making the trip here to Sioux City, Iowa. And here to support, of course, their Storm, who are down 1-0. Here's Middleton moving in on a good pass, trying to feed it there to Bonner. Bonner tries to lean forward to catch up to that, but could not. Back to Greg Johnson to the right point. He'll just send it right back in behind the Dubuque net. Gergensens will just play it off to the side there to Yusso. And now with it, it is Walsh. He'll knock it to center ice. On to Hansen. Hansen will take it up along the left wing side. Gergensen's run into there. And now, forcing it back to center ice was Andrew Durantes. Here's the puck now. Back to Greg Johnson. He'll play it ahead. Durantes deflects it forward off the right wing side. Lost the puck. Now it'll come back to center. Greg Johnson takes it, drives it up into the Dubuque zone. And once again, the Storm will get to it here, as it is Walsh playing it up the left wing side and banking it all the way down the ice. Here's the play. Peterson drilled in there from behind, courtesy of the check by Ryan Ciro. And now Durantes will just look to play it out. Greg Johnson will have to help him, though. He makes the quick play onto Vecchione, and Vecchione will just play it in deep. Storm trying to get a quick change here with a minute 40 to go in the second period. Peterson runs into Gardner, but that one escapes back to the Storm zone, and it's McArdle now with it. Josh McArdle turns it over, though, at the blue line. McKenzie with it, deflecting a shot in on goal with Ciro, and Copley equal to the task, making the save with a minute 27 to go here in the TCBY second period of play. 1-0 is our score. The Storm trailing by that goal, as they've been outshot here 21-3 here in this hockey game, and only those three shots coming in that first period. You've got to get shots on goal at some point. The Storm have had some opportunities down low, but some shots going well wide of the cage not helped them out. Again, this is exactly what the Fighting Saints did to Omaha yesterday afternoon. No different than what the Storm are going through right now. This is a very good hockey club. The Storm are going to have to grow from this a little bit. They're going to have to learn, because this Fighting Saints team is going to be fast, and the Storm are going to play them the second game of the regular season, their first road game as well. There's the puck now, down low. Gardiner, checked there by McArdle. Good job by the young defenseman for the Storm to keep him from going forward. The former University of Minnesota product, Max Gardiner, trying to create that play down low. Here's the play now, back to the right point. And good job there by Trevor Moore. He gets hooked up. No call is made, and Moore gets held up on the play. And head coach Drew Schenick looking onto the ice in disgust. Here's the puck back down to the left corner. Brian Sins, he's hooked up on the play. Now bumped into there by Jared Hansen. And looking around, the play continues on as Doherty now has it. Doherty, that is John Doherty with it, taking a check there by Tim Lavin. Play continues on. It goes down low, and now it is J.D. Peterson knocked against the glass there by John Doherty. A good tie up there along the boards, and the battle continues. 13 seconds left in the period. 1-0 Dubuque. The play continues on back and behind the Storm net. It is John Doherty trying to play it off in front. That one taken away here by now Trevor Moore as he gets it to center ice. 2 seconds left. Plays it off now to Heikki Liedis. Liedis, with time expiring, enters the zone. Fans on the shot, and that will do it for 40 minutes of action. The Storm do not get a shot on goal officially on the scoreboard here. Getting outshot now 21-3 after the first period, getting outshot 12-3. They've been outshot 9-0 in the second period. Now, keep in mind, Sioux City's been notorious for not giving shots on goal, but I believe this stat. Trust me. It didn't look like the Storm got anything on Morris there in that period, and head coach Drew Schenick feeling the same way as he has his coaching staff huddled up and ready to go into the locker room to try to get this game figured out for the third period. The Storm, they are trailing 1-0 after the TCBY second period of play. Since 1981, they've been combining what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call this impossible. You'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And we come back, we'll have the Central Hydraulic second image report, as well as getting to Inside the Booth with my guest once again here this evening. It is Patrick Murray, the play-by-play voice of the Dubuque Fighting Saints. He'll be joining me in just a few right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Your Tri-City Storm. Open the season with the world's largest t-shirt toss and a free post-game skate. Friday, September 30, in a game against the Sioux City Musketeers. The Storm will toss over 1,000 t-shirts into the stands. How many t-shirts will you catch?
Not two, not three, not four.
And don't miss the first Rockin' Runs of post-game skate. Free ice skating after the game. It's the Storm home opener and the number one party in town. Friday, September 30th. It's hockey time. Learn more at stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Storm Radio Network and the Central Hydraulic Second Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Skip Barry, once again, back with you as we'll recap this game so far, talking with Patrick Murray, the Dubuque Fighting Saints play-by-play broadcaster. He's in agreement with me. There is no way that was a goal. And he came to me and says, I didn't think that was a goal. Was it? Right in that break, as he does his recap on his other side, and we both are in agreement. There was no way that was a goal. Phoenix Copley has been sensational tonight. Should have 21 saves on 21 shots. That's not the case. Just 20 saves on 21 shots. Storm, though, did not get a shot on goal in the second period, getting outshot 9-0 in period number two. And the lone goal of the hockey game belonging on a controversial one, Michael Downing on the power play from Tyler Lundy and Ryan Ciro, 4:41 in on the power play. The only goal of the hockey game, 1-0 is the score. Three penalties in the second period, one to J.D. Peterson for high-sticking, 3:11 in. Then it was Kevin Morris getting the same infraction at 10:53 in, giving the Storm a power play. Storm, though, 0-2 on the power play. Dubuque, they would score on that power play on that first one of J.D. Peterson's call. Tim Lapp and the check from behind there, 13-10 in. That would result in another Dubuque power play chance, but Dubuque just 1-4 with the man advantage here this evening. It is 1-0 the score. The Dubuque Fighting Saints have the lead. That is the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier these days in the great state of Nebraska. The great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And now we are pleased to be joined by Patrick Murray of the Dubuque Fighting Saints, the play-by-play voice here on Inside the Booth, as we go inside the booth for the first time here with the gentleman that, well, has a Clark Cup championship. Our first chance to go inside the booth with another broadcaster in the league, not named Dan Freemuth, here in the preseason. And doing so, we go with the broadcaster who, well, boasts a Clark Cup championship from last year. That, of course, being Patrick Murray, now in his second season here in the United States Hockey League. Pleasure to be joined by you once again. Hard to believe that here we are at the Fall Classic. One of those teams, heavy favorites to win it here this season, is the defending Clark Cup champions, and rightfully so. A lot of young talent. We're seeing that here tonight. Zymgus Gergensen's, that of Matheson. The list kind of goes down. There's a lot of good, talented players on this team. I guess now with expectations, you guys have the bullseye on your back. How do you think this Dubuque team is with now expectations, considering the fact that last year there was no expectations to win a Clark Cup?
Well, I think that was a nice thing for the team last year in that they got to kind of fly under the radar for the first couple few months of the season. This year, certainly not the case. And quite frankly, Skip, I think they could use a little bit of the pressure being off here in the first couple of months of the season, despite the fact that they're returning Clark Cup champions, despite the fact that they have the returning talent of Zemgus Girgensons, Matt Morris. At the same time, this team, very inexperienced on defense, and that's going to be something that might challenge them here in the early going.
But one of those guys that should be very good on defense, Mike Matheson. I do have to talk about him because so much is going to be made about Zemgus Girgensons. We're going to talk about Zemgus when we play you guys, I believe, which is the second game of the regular season for us at, of course, Dubuque, which is a Friday night game. But I look at Mike Matheson as a kind of a guy that's flying under the radar a little bit. While Zemgus Girgensons will be a first-round pick, probably high-end guy, Matheson could be a first-round pick as well, and you guys could have two first-round picks on that same roster.
He absolutely could be. I mean, the offensive skill is what everybody talks about first when they talk about Matheson, and he's certainly been great in that respect. He made a great move in front of a net against Omaha yesterday, just wasn't able to finish it, but we've seen a couple other goals from him here early on in this preseason. It's been fantastic, but his physical play has really impressed me so far. I think because of his offensive gifts, that doesn't quite get mentioned as much, but so far here in the preseason, we've certainly seen that from him too.
Again, my guests are on Inside the Booth on the Central Hydraulic Second Intermission Report. It is the play-by-play voice of the Dubuque Fighting Saints, Patrick Murray. Patrick, I look at this Dubuque Fighting Saints team in one of two ways. They're going to be really good, but they're not going to be really good because they're in a weak conference, but rather they're going to be really good, and they're probably in the toughest conference this year. It used to be the Western Conference was always the toughest conference year in and year out. That's not going to be the case anymore. You look at Dubuque, Green Bay, Muskegon, who I think is going to be extremely good this year, and then you add Indiana to the mix. We haven't even talked about Cedar Rapids yet, who's also in the Eastern Conference. And oh, by the way, Youngstown, they're not looking too bad to start off the year either. Oh, by the way, add in Team USA, Chicago. Might give a few teams a few gimmies here and there, but for the most part, don't expect them to roll over either. The Eastern Conference, like every game really in the USHL is going to be tough. The Eastern Conference, it's going to be extremely tough this year.
It's certainly loaded, and that was the schedule Fighting Saints were playing last year. You remember we talked, I think, back in April, and we were talking about the Fighting Saints in the Western Conference, yet they're going against the Eastern Conference night in, night out, playing Green Bay six times, playing Waterloo and Cedar Rapids seven times. This year, it's more of the same, although Waterloo is in the West, trading places with the Fighting Saints, playing a ton of Cedar Rapids, ton of Green Bay, and plenty of Indiana Muskegon as well.
You know, I look at a lot of this USHL, and there's a lot of parity in the league going into this year. We knew there'd be parity after the way it was really last year, but we didn't know how tough the parity would be in the league. It can catch up to teams really quickly. If you are misfortunate and have a lot of injuries down the stretch, that can kill you. You saw the Storm. If you're a team that sort of falls apart at the wrong time in the middle part of the season and you're not playing very well, that can hurt you too, because every team's so good now in the USHL with so many talented players. What have you seen, I guess, so far, especially here in the preseason? You guys had a few preseason games as well outside of the Fall Classic. What have you noticed?
Well, I think it's just that. It's the fact that if you don't have a good draft, if you don't have good talent coming in and year out, you're not going to be consistently competitive in this league. I mean, the Fighting Saints, they've got eight guys coming back to the roster from a team that won the Clark Cup last year. The team that they took on, Green Bay, of course, now they're going to return somewhere around 14 guys. That's certainly a big asset for them, but that's about the top end of what you're going to see in this league. And you've got to be drafting consistently good. You've got to be scouting consistently well, or else you're just not going to be able to keep it up year in and year out.
Again, the play-by-play voice of the Dubuque Fighting Saints, Patrick Murray. We're going to be joined by him in, well, about a couple weeks from now and seeing him at the Mystique Ice Center in Dubuque, which brings me to, I guess, my final topic with you. I look at the Dubuque market and say last year it was very tough to see that there was a lot of empty nights to a degree. You got a lot of fans showing up that are diehards, are always going to show up. But Dubuque now being the Clark Cup champions, how is that generated to the business side with season tickets?
Well, I think we're in a really good position at this point. You know, last year, Skip, you know, we were 10th in the league in attendance, but we did it in the league's smallest market. I mean, so that's something that I think we can be. Well, at least in terms of what the USHL tells us, we're smaller. I don't know how you count it and what size you talk about. But it's certainly a smaller market in this league and, you know, in the bottom half of attendance. But at the same time, it was year number one. Now in year number two, you've got that momentum from the Clark Cup Championship. And when you're trying to sell, you're able to show people what the product was out there on the ice. They understand what USHL hockey is. They understand the high level of that. I think it's going to be a good thing. And I think this year, with some of the other strides we'll be able to make in terms of off-the-ice stuff, promotions, game experience, it's going to be a better year for us.
And I guess finally, to that point, you look at it, how much of an interest is it to the fan base in Dubuque, knowing that they're watching two NHL players, possibly both of which first-round picks, playing on their team this year? Is that an interest for the fan base there?
I think it is for the diehards. I think also for some people, it's going to take those first couple of guys who do become first-round NHL draft picks to step up, make that jump. And then the Fighting Saints fans can say, remember when we had Zemgus Girgensons, remember when we had Mike Matheson, and when we've got somebody else a couple of years down the road who's about to make that jump, then they'll know to appreciate what they have.
Absolutely. Again, he is the play-by-play voice of the defending Clark Cup champions, Dubuque Fighting Saints. Patrick Murray, my guest here on Inside the Booth on the Central Hydraulic Second Emission Report. Patrick, as always, it's a pleasure catching up with you. Look forward to doing so throughout the season as well.
Thanks, Skip. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Definitely do. There you go. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night, but the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later. So stop in after the game, swing by after the show, grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Hi, this is Storm head coach Drew Schenick. Applebee's is open till midnight at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. There's no place like the neighborhood.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Take a look at some scores earlier at the Fall Classic. It was Omaha losing here at the Tyson Event Center 4-3 to the under-18 national team. Muskegon, they're going to be good this year, too. 4-1 over Chicago, getting the victory at the IBP Center. It was Waterloo defeating Fargo 4-1 here at the Tyson Event Center earlier. Waterloo, a Western Conference favorite. They're off to a good start here at the Fall Classic. Indiana, they beat up on Des Moines in overtime, 2-1 the final, while it was Youngstown defeating Cedar Rapids 5-4. The Rough Riders now 0-2 here at the Fall Classic. This is the first time they've been 0-2 in quite some time. Green Bay holding on in a shootout, beating Lincoln 4-3 the final at the IBP Center as well. It is 1-0 Dubuque over the Storm. We'll come back. It is the Complete Nutrition third period of play next right here on the Storm Radio Network.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Complete Nutrition third period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
To the Complete Nutrition third period of play we go. The official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm once again this season. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. The Storm go to period number three, just down by a single goal despite being outshot so far here. The shot difference, 21-3, but Phoenix Copley, boy, has he been good. 8 saves in that second period, should have 9, as that was not a goal. But his teammates did not get any shots on goal, so Morris just with 3 saves tonight on 3 shots, all of which in the first period. Now Storm, got to get something going here early in this period to see if they can generate some quality chances. They work it, though, in their own zones, trying to get rid of it. There's a shot towards Copley. That one will not get to him. And now the Storm look to try to track it down and get it out of the zone. Out towards center ice. Here's Justin Henry. He takes it, and he'll just knife it ahead, and it rolls into the Dubuque zone. Back and behind the net, where it is the Fighting Saints with it. John Doherty, he looks to try to play it up along that left wing side. Storm's Thomas Nykop just coming in, rocking him against the glass. They'll separate, though, here as the puck comes to center ice. Roboski. Sending it up into the left corner of the Dubuque zone. Tim Lappin, he collides there on the check by Jake Downing. And the Fighting Saints come away with it here. Going up along that left wing side as they get it into the Storm zone. Here's the puck now off the end boards. On now to Trevor Moore. Moore lost the puck, but it's taken over here by TJ Moore, where he goes back and behind the net and lost the puck here. And Janssen gets to it up the right wing side. And now we'll try to play it ahead here as it goes in behind the Dubuque net. And the battle for it here is Trevor Moore comes in to support Soren Janssen. 18:20 and the clock ticking down here in this third period. Storm only down by a goal. Controversial goals. A shot comes in by Jonah Kunis and a penalty upcoming. A shot coming in by Brooks. Somehow saved away there by Morris. And the first couple of shots that Morris has seen in well over 27 minutes of action. He makes both saves there, but the Storm will get a power play out of all of that here in this third period. As going to the box for a hooking infraction, it will be the defenseman, Kyle McKenzie. And the Storm will now have a chance at their third power play of the game. So, Storm trying to see what they can do here on the hooking call there to McKenzie. Time of this call, 1 minute and 48 seconds into period number three. Now off the draw. It will be taken here as it's sent down the length of the ice as the Fighting Saints win this faceoff. And so, Fighting Saints here so far tonight. Getting the decent battle there. At a total of 13 face-off wins to the Storms. Right now, a total of 13. So, not much of a difference there at the moment. But now with it is Vecchione. Vecchione outside the left circle, plays it on down. Janssen had it, lost it, comes off his stick, and now trying to get to it, there's Michael Downey. And Downey will just fire it on down the ice, where Gergensen helps it along the way on the return feed to him, as it did not get out of the zone. A minute 15 to go on the power play now for the Storm as Hickey Lidas charges the zone, sends it up into the left corner. Middleton with a hit there. The play continues on as Lidas tries to go after it once again. The Finnish forward getting his second game in the preseason here, tries to go after the puck here, but it gets flipped to center ice, batted down by a high stick. Storm touch it up, and this will result in a faceoff coming all the way back in the Tri-City zone with under a minute remaining on the power play as the McKenzie penalty, 59 seconds away from expiring, 17:10 to go here in this complete nutrition third period of play. It's 1-0 Dubuque. Oh, the Storm, who only have 3 shots on goal going into this period, have 2 already here in this period. They're 66% of the way there from where they've been in the first 40 minutes of action. It has not been easy. Fighting Saints are a dominant team, expected to do this a lot of nights this year. But they'll get slowed down somewhere probably a month into the season. Expect them to kind of come down back to earth a little bit as other teams kind of catch up to them. You'll see that happen steadily. But it won't happen for a little bit. There'll be a team that's firing on all cylinders, and unfortunately for the Storm, they go on the road to play them. Second game of the regular season. And that's at Dubuque at the Mystique Ice Center. Here's the chance in front. Middleton with a shot. That one goes wide. Middleton was all alone in front and somehow missed the net there. It could have been 1-1. Here's Johnson in behind the net. Middleton could not quite get to it. Taken away here, and the Fighting Saints clear the zone. 14 seconds left on the power play time now for the Storm. Here's Lidas. Good job here. Moving in the zone. Slap shot to the net. That one well wide to the right. Off the right corner boards. And now Henry forcing it right back in behind the net. Here's Hakey Lidas. He moves in. Middleton stands in front of the net as McKenzie comes out of the box, and we're back to 5-on-5 hockey here as it's 1-0 in favor of the Dubuque Fighting Saints. And now coming in with a quick shot in on goal. Saved by Copley. Reaches down. The Tyler Lundy shot nearly caught him off guard from that left circle, but with 4 minutes gone. You're in the third period. 16 minutes to go exactly. It is still 1-0 Dubuque. And Phoenix Copley's been extremely good here tonight. You look at the three stars of the night, you're almost going to put Phoenix Copley at top by default the way he has played. Controversial goal allowed, but for him, he's been the best player on the ice by far out of anybody, and Phoenix Copley doing it in his second ever game in a white sweater with purple and black trim. Here's Brian Sins with the puck. He takes it, sends it up into the Dubuque zone with 15:48 and the clock ticking down here in this third period. There's a big collision there. Tim Lappin just absolutely erupting into a check on Shane Walsh, who's tender and looks to maybe go to the bench instead, stays on the ice for now. Looks a little shaken up on the play, but here comes out Gergensen's on the attack to Walsh. His backhand shot saved away there by Copley. Rebound going back and behind the cage and controlled now once again by the Saints. Hansen, cross-ice pass attempted there. Moore nearly intercepting it, trying to deflect it out towards the neutral zone. It is Shane Walsh backing up, giving to Yusso. This puck now goes flying up into the Storm zone. Gergensen tries to go after it there and could not quite do so. Good job by Sins tying him up. And now Brian Sins has the puck on his stick and behind the net. Sins up along the left wing side to Steinhauser. Turned over at the blue line, though, by the Storm. Forced right back into the left corner boards, but the Storm have a chance to get out. Here's Steinhauser trying to get it in behind his feet, but able to catch up to it now in the left corner. Slows it down, lost it there. Cato takes it away for Dubuque. And with 14:50 to go here in this third period, it's still 1-0 Dubuque, and they go back the other way. Moving in, here's Gardiner with a shot and on goal, saved away by Copley. And again, Copley makes a good save there in tight by the former University of Minnesota product, Max Gardiner. Here's Yona Kunis back towards the left point. This one pushed out to center as Kunis could not keep it in. Eric Freshy able to keep it out of his zone. And now Freshy once again with this puck. He'll just send it in deep into the Tri-City zone. And going back to retrieve it there was J.D. Peterson. He keeps it away from Gardiner. Now on to that of Lidas. He couldn't get it out. Here's a chance in front. Gardiner blocked away there by J.D. Peterson, who sprawls out there, getting in front of the shot, keeping it from getting in on goal. Here's now Kenny Brooks. A shot to the net. That's saved away there by Morris. Now the rebound going all the way back to the left point. It was O'Rourke trying to keep it in. Play gets taken over here. And now a chance as Dubuque goes on the attack. Here's Lundy. He moves in. Opportunity in front of the net. Blocker save made somehow by Copley. And he pounces on top of it again, controlling the rebound off his blocker. And somehow a tremendous save here with 13:52 to go in this third period. And it still is a 1-0 Dubuque lead as they show the replay here a couple times at the Tyson Event Center. What a job by Phoenix Copley. He has been the best player on the ice by far for the Tri-City Storm tonight, and probably the best player overall in this hockey game, making a name for himself at 6'3", and he continues to provide that maturity that the Storm are looking for in the development of Phoenix Copley. As the puck now goes back into the Tri-City end, Copley trying to tee it up there. Nearly coughed it up to the wrong guy there. That would have been the guy in red, TJ Moore. But the Fighting Saints continue on, keeping it at least in the Storm zone for now. But Sins able to play it free off to Roboski. Johnny Roboski plays it up along to Shearhorn. Shearhorn gets it to Bonner, and Bonner gets it in deep now in the Dubuque zone. Middleton, he goes after it there. Collides in with Matt Yusso. And now the Fighting Saints will take it over here, move it to center ice. Storm will just send it right back in now to the Dubuque zone where Matt Morse plays it around the boards. Right into the stick now, Kevin Morris. He tries to get it out to center, now does. Vogel now with it. Kyle Vogel poke checked off his stick there by Peterson, but taken back here is moving in is that of Morris with a quick shot, Kevin Morris, and that's saved away by Copley. You've got a pair of Morrises on this Dubuque team. You got a pair of course, Mathesons and Dohertys and then Downings. Talk about an ultimate confusion if you're Patrick Murray, the play-by-play voice of the Dubuque Fighting Saints. But all likelihood, he'll get plenty of practice this season for Dubuque. Here's Walsh now trying to feed it off into Gergensen's. Puck will go down to the right corner. Played away here, and as it goes back over to Cato at the right wing half wall. Cato pinches down for the point. Gergensen's comes in from behind to support him. A quick shot to the goal. And again, easy save there for Copley right into the logo and the crest of the Storm jersey. And able to cover it up from there. 12:11 to go here in the complete nutrition third period of play. Again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm once again this season. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Here's the puck now down into the right corner. It goes over now to the outside left circle. Walsh and Durantes collide there. The play continues on in the Tri-City zone with under 12 minutes to go here in period three. As the puck goes now into the slot area of the Storm zone, but Greg Johnson steers it away up the left wing side onto Steinhauser. Taken back by Dubuque. They force it right back into the Storm zone, and it is Sean O'Rourke looking to get back to the puck. Almost a opportunity there for the Fighting Saints' Shane Walsh, who almost found a gift as it came out to him in the left circle, but the Storm able to get a break there and move it back in the Dubuque zone. Now back out to center ice. Trying to cheat at the blue line there at the Storm blue line was Zimgus Gergensens, but the Storm able to force the turnover here in the neutral zone. And now Heikki Liitas lost a handle on it, and Dubuque now does come in with some force. Here it is, moving in. It's Doherty with a quick shot. Teddy Doherty's shot denied there off the stick, saved by Copley as he steers it off to the right corner. Now Max Gardner, he moves in, giving off to Doherty. Teddy Doherty in front, shoots shot, save, rebound off in front, and swept away there by Copley again. Phoenix Copley is red hot on fire right now. Not only does he see red because of the Dubuque jerseys, but I think everything is dialed in right now for the netminder for the Storm. And he's able to make that save, and now we get a icing here against the Storm with 10:53 to go here in period three. It is 1-0 Dubuque. As so far, the Storm and the Fighting Saints battling it out. And doing so, it is the Fighting Saints that have outshot the Storm 29-6. Here in this period, the shots on goal favoring Dubuque, 8-3. So here's the Storm, though, with a chance. As Heikki Liitas off the draw, moving in. What an opportunity. Toe drags it. A shot in on goal, but Morris makes the save. And now Matt Morris watches it go back and behind his goal. It's Heikki Liitas moving here along the end boards, trying to get to it over to the right corner. He's knocked on down the play. And it's taken possession of here by the Fighting Saints as it is Eric Freshy putting a quick shot there towards the Copley goal. Copley will steer it away. And now the puck goes along the end boards once again. Here's Hrabowski. Copley's seen a few more shots than what they've given here, by the way. They've only given 29 at the moment. That last one, he did see a shot, and they've had a couple that were kind of dumping shots. Easy saves for Copley, but not counted here on the screen at the Tyson Event Center. Here's Shearhorn now with it for the Storm. Trying to play it ahead there at the blue line for Middleton as he gets into the Dubuque zone. Puck is free, and now it goes back to the top right circle. Bounced around, controlled here by Dubuque. They get it to center, but cut off quickly there by Shearhorn. Shearhorn trying to get into the zone. He's held up on the play, and head coach Drew Shenick is absolutely furious on the Storm bench. And like he should be, because that right there, Shearhorn gets held up, and now J.D. Peterson gets knocked and turned around. This will be indeed a penalty finally against the Fighting Saints. This will result in the Storm's fourth power play of the game, as they'll finally call this one, but it's not going to be on the first penalty that should have happened. Instead, it will be against John Doherty, who will get the 2 minutes here for holding on J.D. Peterson. So there was two holdings back-to-back, the second one caught by the officials. Time of this one, 10 minutes and 23 seconds in to period number three. Fighting Saints, they're in the box. The Storm on the power play in the third period. Storm only down by a goal at 1-0 despite being outshot 29-7. Off the draw, it is the Fighting Saints that win this faceoff. And it goes around the boards, back all the way down the ice, where it will be Copley just teeing it up there, leaving it for the co-captain, Kenny Brooks. Brooks playing it left wing side for Janssen. Nice play by Janssen, getting across the attack zone here. Moves it into the Dubuque end, where it goes around the boards. Over to the right corner, digging after it there. It is Vecchione. Still going after it here. Down along the right corner boards again. The Storm still worked down low. Puck now finally generated away from the Storm, courtesy of Teddy Doherty. And now Gergensen takes it and sends it all the way down the ice after taking a check there by Kenny Brooks. Storm go back. They'll start the breakout from their own zone as the power play moves up the ice here. This unit, as Janssen now has it, drives it up into the zone. Trevor Moore is out there now. Janssen gets interfered with. Play continues on. Here's now Trevor Moore getting it back to the blue line. On to Kenny Brooks. Plays it back to Janssen quickly. Back to now Brooks in the slot. His shot, that one's blocked away there. This could be a shorthanded opportunity here as Gardner chips it up the way, giving on to Shane Sooth. Sooth, tough angle shot off the side of the cage. Puck goes along the end boards there, and it's Janssen quickly playing it on to Middleton. Here's Davey Middleton now, moving it ahead. Trevor Moore. Moore along the end boards there. Great little play there by Trevor Moore. Stops, looks back, looks, gives it off now to Tim Bonner. Now back to the blue line to Greg Johnson. His shot gets right through, but it goes wide to the left. Just 30 seconds left on the power play for the Storm as Johnson has it right back. And Storm have not scored a power play goal yet here in the preseason. They are 0-for-8 coming into tonight. And right now in danger of going 0-for-4 here tonight. Here's now Johnson with a shot. A great pad save off the right pad of Matt Morris keeps it out of the net. Now, along the end boards, it will be taken back here to the outside left circle. Middleton tries to dislodge it. Peterson gets to it, giving off now to Johnson. His shot saved away there by Morris, and he hangs on with 7:36 to go here in the third period. And the penalty officially over to John Dory. And we're back to 5-on-5 hockey here with 7:36 to go in this third period. And they've only given one shot for the Storm there, even though Matt Morris just made another save from the point. So there's 8 shots on goal still. And now they put the other one up. So now it is 30-9 in shots, favoring Dubuque. The Storm here in this period have had 6 shots on goal, which doubles their total in the first two periods. Here's a shot to the net, saved by Copley, rebound in front, and kicked away there. As quickly, Dubuque gets another one, and now from the point, another shot in on goal. That's sticked away again by Copley. Here's the puck now, down into the right corner. Passed off in front, back now to Doherty. Teddy Doherty's shot, saved away by Copley, deflects it back behind his net. Here's the puck now, back around. It's played here. McKenzie on to now Doherty. Doherty will play it back behind the net where the battle continues. And now the puck squirts out in front, and Copley just wisely covers it up with 6:55 to go here in this third period. And Copley tonight, 31 saves on 32 shots. You have no doubt that Phoenix Copley has been extremely good tonight. He should have 32 on 32. And that's not just from my biased opinion. That's from the Dubuque Fighting Saints broadcaster, Patrick Murray, who was in agreement at the intermission with me. Here's a chance in on goal, and that one nearly catching Copley off guard on a great opportunity there by Jared Hansen. Now the puck back the other way, up the right wing side. Offsides will be the call here as the Storm get into the zone, but doing so illegally. And they'll move the faceoff outside the Dubuque blue line with 6:39 to go here in the third period. You know, when you look at this game here this evening, you have to give a lot of credit to the Storm. The Dubuque Fighting Saints have been the better team tonight, without question. There's not a doubt in my mind. But Phoenix Copley's been really good, and the Storm have never given up tonight, even though, quite honestly, not able to match that same caliber of play right now by the Dubuque Fighting Saints. And the Storm, though, have been battling hard all game long, and they have not been blowing defensive assignments. Good adjustments overall by the Storm. And though it may be a discrepancy on the shot clock here, and the score is only 1-0, a lot of that has to do with how hard the Storm have worked tonight, and a lot of that doing so with the netminder, Phoenix Copley. There is no doubt that the Storm deserve a little better fate than a 1-0 deficit. As that goal never happened. Here's a shot to the net. Saved away by Copley, but he could not quite hang on to it in his glove. Now it goes to the outside right circle. Here's Sooth on back towards the blue line. Yusso trying to knife and keep it in. He was able to do so momentarily, but the Storm now bounce it back to center ice with 6:07 to go here in this third period. Up along the right wing side, here comes Gardner. He just deflects it in on goal, runs into Copley, but Copley makes the save, holds on with 6:03 to go now here in this third period. Phoenix Copley, 33 saves now on 34 shots. Phoenix Copley has seen a total now of 74 shots, and he has made 72 saves here in the preseason. He wears number 33. He is the guy that he replaced, Scott Diebold. Now there's a shot. What a save by Copley off to the right-hand side. Great save by Copley. Rebound shot scores. He couldn't make that third save there in front, I should say, as Freshie scores the goal on a rebound shot here. Time of the goal is scored here at the 16:05 mark of the period. And it'll be Freshie getting it here in this third period. An even strength goal. And we'll wait to see the official announcement on the assist. But Copley made 2 initial saves, got across, and was looking to make that next save. It slid right through his legs, and nobody was there behind him except for Freshy in red for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, and he would get it past Copley there. And so Copley could not make that one, gives that goal up, and so the puck will come out. And sad reality here is they've only given Copley one shot against on those three shots on goal, including the goal itself. Now they've updated a little bit, but it's 34 to 36 in shots. So they only give Copley officially one save there out of the two shots they deemed. And good job there by Freshy. That is a goal. And it is now 2-0 now Dubuque. But here's Steinhauser coming in with a shot off the side of the cage. Trevor Moore now looking to get to it here as he gets roughed up a little bit on the play, courtesy of Kenny Matheson. Now it is, once again, Durantes checked there. And the Storm try to continue on. Just imagine Riley Barber is now with the development program. He would have been a returning player for this Dubuque team. And now with it here, it is Jake Downing run into there by Janssen. Play goes into the Tri-City zone under 4:50 to go here in this third period. You're the Storm. Eventually, you will see that of Nick Lappin and Dylan Maller. And here's a tough angle shot coming in by Lundy and saved away again by Copley for the 35th time tonight. 4:40 to go here in this complete nutrition third period of play, where it is 2-0 Dubuque, and Copley is still the storyline here once again tonight. So when you look at it, you play Dubuque Fighting Saints' second game of the regular season. For the Storm, this is a great gauge and testament to where they're actually at right now in the preseason. But you start adding in Dylan Maller and even a guy like Nick Lappin, all of a sudden changes the dynamics of how the Storm look. And what I mean by that is that the Storm obviously have a little more offense there, but Dylan Maller also a tremendous defenseman as well, and that could also help the Storm as he gets into the lineup here at some point down the road and hopefully healthy in doing so. There's the Storm now catching up to the puck. It is Kenny Brooks. He looks out to center ice, passing on to Soren Janssen, and he moves in. Great play ahead. Here's Lidas moving in with the shot, missing the net just wide. How did he catch up to that puck, Heikki Lidas? He puts his gloves in his face in frustration, but how did he make that play even happen to get that shot off? One will not know. And a good adjustment there, and he moved it quickly. I believe Morris got a piece of it, actually. Looking at the replay here, he did, off the blocker. An excellent shot there by Lidas, and a great save by Morris coming out and challenging that goal. And what a job there, though, by Heikki to catch up to that puck on a great feed by Janssen. Didn't think that Lidas could get to it, though. Here's Hansen moving in for Dubuque. His shot, that goes wide of the net. Now back into the right corner, moving in with it. Here's Gergensen's shot, and he scores. Zimgus Gergensen's rifling it over the glove side of Copley. There's nothing Copley could have done about that one. That's just an elite hockey player making that goal happen. Zimgus Gergensen making it 3-0 Dubuque, 16 minutes in to this third period. Zimgus Gergensen, boy, is he a tremendous talent. It is an even strength goal here for Dubuque, and now the Fighting Saints have pulled away up 3-0, and likely the Storm here will not only be frustrated, but they don't have a lot to be ashamed of by any means still, and either does Phoenix Copley, who's had to make 36 saves on 39 shots. So Shane Walsh will get the second assist on that goal, as they announced the first assist there as well. And that last goal, by the way, by Eric Freshy. Kevin Morris got the assist on that goal on the second goal for Dubuque, although debatable if that's actually the first goal for Dubuque. Here's Vecchione up the right wing side, moving ahead, and Jake Downing running Vecchione into the Dubuque bench. As the play goes back down in the slot, Sins comes in, rifles a shot, misses the net. Now it's taken here by Nykoff. Back down to the right corner. Moving with it there is Jake Downey, and he tries to get rid of it. Now back on to Roboski. He keeps it down in play. On to Nykoff's stick. Here's Thomas Nykoff looking around, trying to feed it to Sins. Sins now has it. Sins will try to move ahead and gets hooked up a little bit there by Ciro. Play continues on. Here's now Sins to the blue line. Roboski a shot. That one gets Morris. Morris, though, makes the save for the 10th time tonight. Here's Sins with a shot. That one's blocked. Roboski keeps it in. Off now to the outside right circle. Lifted away here by the Fighting Saints as Jake Downing sends it all the way down the ice with 2:39 to go here in the complete nutrition third period of play. 3-0 Dubuque. They've outshot the Storm 39-10. Again, Storm fans, this is what happened against Omaha yesterday. They were just simply this good offensively, and they are that ready for this fall classic coming in. Here's now the puck back to center ice. Cut off here by Joona Kunnas. Joona looking to play it up the left wing side. That one's broken up. Now moving ahead. Here's Kenny Matheson with a quick shot to the goal. And running into Copley was Morris. And that's going to draw Peterson to go right after him. And he's going to go right after Matheson and start throwing punches immediately. Here's a couple of jabs there by Matheson. Kenny Matheson, that is. And Peterson still goes after him. And there's J.D. Peterson just sticking up for his netminder. Gets run into. Matheson said it was inadvertent. But it didn't matter to J.D. Peterson. He was going to take care of it. It's going to be a fighting under five, which means Peterson will be suspended for tomorrow's game. But Peterson doesn't really care. He knows what he needed to do in that situation. And he goes right after that, make that Morris, rather. Kevin Morris, not Matheson. But it was Matheson that was following up on that play as well. But it was Morris who got jolted there. And J.D. Peterson just sticking up for his teammates here. And this infraction is going to come up here at the 17-minute and 48-second mark of the period. You know what? Good J.D. Peterson. That's what you want to see. A guy who loves to stick up for his teammates, and that's exactly who J.D. Peterson is. Talking to one of his former teammates from last year for the Des Moines Buccaneers, who's no longer with the Buccaneers this season, I talked to him about J.D. Peterson. He told me flat out he's a warrior. He blocks every shot. He will fight when he needs to, and he'll stick up for his teammates always. It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes or less than 5 minutes under in the period, less than 5 minutes under the, excuse me, under 5 minutes in the period, because he will simply fight because he knows he needs to. It doesn't matter if he gets suspended, because the fact of the matter is he believes in sticking up for his teammates, and the guys that are not in the lineup here tonight, as Josh McArdle, by the way, not playing the rest of the way, played in the first couple periods, but he's now actually in a suit down below in the tunnel. So the Storm have not had his services. They're greeting right now J.D. Peterson and thanking him as the co-captain Nick Lapp and also talking with him. Now J.D. Peterson will watch from the tunnel here at the Tyson Event Center with 2:12 to go, and the Storm get a power play out of all that as Matheson will also get the extra 2 minute there. So all of which is good for the Storm. And they'll call out the penalties here, but the Storm now on a power play with 2:05 to go here in this third period. Clock ticking down, and the puck played down by a high stick by the Storm, so they'll have... So charging will be the call against, by the way, Kevin Morris on that call. And the play continues on as the faceoff come up inside the Tri-City zone, where it is taken over here. Lundy with it. He goes over to the right corner. Good job there by the Storm. They go after him immediately. Storm are on a power play, down 3-0. While the results will end up being a Storm loss, maybe they can get that one goal just to kind of give them a little boost of confidence before the game tomorrow night against the Green Bay Gamblers, which you can hear on Classic Hits 98.9 FM with the 12:45 p.m. Viero Wireless pregame show. Taken here by the Fighting Saints once again as they clear the puck down the ice as the Storm try to work it in on the attack. Minute 20 now left here on the power play, time for the Storm as Shane Sooth sits in the box serving this infraction here for the Fighting Saints. Goals tonight, Michael Downing for Dubuque in the second period. That was the controversial one. Eric Freshy, there's no controversy about that one. 14:05 in from Kevin Morris. And then Zimgus Gergensen 16 minutes in from Gerard Hansen along with Shane Walsh. Puck goes all the way down the ice once again as the Storm work it in. They can't get anything set up just yet. A minute 5 now to go here in this third period, and the Storm will work back the other way. Here's Thomas Nykop driving it up in deep now into the Dubuque zone. Caught up to there by McKenzie, and under a minute to go now, and 42 seconds left on the Storm power play. The Storm retreat back in their own zone, trying to get control of this puck. Here's now Kenny Brooks with it. Dubuque, who shut out Omaha yesterday 4-0. The Storm right now down 3-0. This is a very good team. Talking to assistant coach Eric Fink before the game, he thought this was one of the best teams he's seen in a while. Here's Zimgus Gergensen trying to deflect it in on goal with under 20 seconds left here on the penalty to the Fighting Saints. As a big hit there by Gergensen's and a big penalty as well. That's going to draw Sean O'Rourke to go right after Gergensen's. And that will stir up a lot here right now. And Gergensen's is going to go off no matter what. That's a big hit there on Nykop, or rather Lidas, who looks to be down and still trying to figure out who is actually down. And actually it was Kenny Brooks, maybe. Brooks is hurt on the play either way. But that was a big hit there by Gergensen's, and that should be a 5-minute major. How blatant that is. And that was a big check from behind there. And you can almost call that charging and check from behind. And you know what's going to happen in game number two of the regular season. There will be retribution for that hit, trust me. You never let a hit like that happen, especially if it's your captain of any club. And immediately the Storm addressed the issue right there. But don't be surprised if Zimgus Gergensens has a bullseye on his back. Now Nykop going to be sent off the ice here. This will draw a list of penalties here at the 19:35 mark of the period. Well, if you want to be an NHL draft pick, that's not how you do it if you're Zimgus Gergensens. You do it with the goal that he scored at the 16-minute mark. Right there, that is a careless penalty late in the hockey game, and that also could be a careless penalty in the sense that that drew immediate reaction by the Storm. Zimgus Gergensens sitting in the box here, and they still sort it out as Heikki Liedis now, who kind of at the moment is the default captain on the ice for the Storm, with Nick Lappin out, and now Kenny Brooks, of course, shaken up on the play. And Josh Algie just trying to see if he can generate a chance here for the bench, the forwards coach for the Tri-City Storm, and also handles the power play, trying to get things rolling here a little bit, trying to get his guys going in the final 25 seconds, who will likely have a 5-on-3 power play. By the way, it's Gergensens from Hansen and Shane Walsh on that third goal for the Fighting Saints. And the Saints here tonight, they're going to come away with a victory either way. Now can the Storm find a way to get things going? And now Gergensens has been set up. And I think this will be a 5-minute major plus a automatic game misconduct. By the way, J.D. Peterson did not get a fighting. He got a double roughing call. So 4 minutes minor for double minor for roughing. So did that of Kevin Morris. So there will not be a suspension at all. They cannot deem it a fight. Now we'll see how this Gergensen's call comes up. They still have not put up the penalty time here. And now Patosha, the referee, coming over to address that as well. But Gergensen's might get a suspension for that hit. Storm. We'll get going here. It'll be puck off the draw. One on back. O'Rourke has it. Here's the puck now. O'Rourke gives off now. Down low, Vecchione in front trying to feed Middleton. Middleton will get to it here. 15 seconds left in the game. Storm down 3-0. See if they can get one goal here. Here's O'Rourke looking down low. It is Middleton. Back on the ice is Suth. It's a 5-on-4. Storm now. Shot scores! Soren Janssen getting set up there by Middleton. And it's 3-1 with 5.3 seconds left. As the Storm get that goal, Soren Janssen, his second of the preseason. Time of the goal, 19:55. And for the Storm fans, they'll leave with a little subtle victory there as they make the Zimgus Gergens penalty count here as the Storm will now go 1-for-5 on the power play. As a power play goal for the Storm, their first of the preseason, by the way. Janssen gets to it, backhands it up into the zone. That should do it. The Storm will lose here, but they do get a goal near the end. And more importantly, we'll see how Kenny Brooks is. We'll try to catch up with the assistant coach, Eric Fink, on the Old Chicago Coaches Review on the Old Chicago post-game show as now Sean O'Rourke barking at some of the Fighting Saint players as he goes over. And I'll tell you right now, there will be a little bit of altercations, I'm sure, as the coaching staffs come together to shake hands. And you could tell that Dubuque trying to apologize to the coaching staff for the Storm for the Gergensen sit there on Kenny Brooks. And they were kind of wondering how Kenny Brooks was doing it, it would appear. So they went a little long there. And Drew Schenick, not happy as he goes off. But that has been the Complete Nutrition third period of play. And the game score here, 3-1, Dubuque winning tonight, making it 2-0 at the Fall Classic after beating Omaha yesterday 4-0, and here tonight beating the Storm 3-1, led by Phoenix Conflies, 37 saves on 40 shots. While the Storm just get 11 shots on goal, but one of them they get in pass. Matt Morris. We'll talk about it on the Old Chicago post-game show. Again, this has been the Complete Nutrition third period of play. Complete Nutrition, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm. Once again this season, Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
We'll be back in just a few to recap this game and then also look ahead to the Old Chicago Coaches Review as well, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Dreaming of upgrading your car? Get there with great auto loan rates from Platte Valley State Bank. The open road awaits. Find a vehicle that is dependable, fuel efficient, and equipped to help you explore. So whether it's your first car or you're just changing out your existing wheels, Platte Valley State Bank has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% annual percentage rate. See a personal banker for complete details or apply online at pvsb.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last long. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your Tri-City store.
Open the season with the world's largest t-shirt toss.
And a free post-game skate.
Friday, September 30th.
In a game against the Sioux City Musketeers.
The Storm will toss over 1,000 t-shirts into the stands.
How many t-shirts will you catch?
Not two, not three, not four.
And don't miss the first Rockin' Runs of post-game skate.
Free ice skating after the game.
It's the Storm home opener.
And the number one party in town.
Friday, September 30th.
It's hockey time.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Presented by The Arrow.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Old Chicago post-game show.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Old Chicago's post-game show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games, the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Starting tonight at the Fall Classic, dropping this one by the count of 3-1. Score probably a little bit better because of one Phoenix Copley. We'll talk about him in just a bit. Take a look at this whole game, though, as well as we look ahead to tomorrow afternoon's game against the Green Bay Gamblers. That game can be heard on the Storm Radio Network's Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. We'll talk about this game as a whole in just a second as they try to finish up the stats from down below. Storm here tonight. Didn't allow a goal in the first period. As we recap this entire hockey game starting right now, 4:41 into the second period. The goal that was a controversial goal didn't really matter at the end of the day, but a controversial goal as they give it to Michael Downing, 4:41 in. That goal scored there, assisted by Tyler Lundy and Ryan Ciro, and that would give Dubuque the 1-0 advantage. Then the game-winning goal, this is probably the goal that, at the end of the day, legitimately separated Dubuque. Eric Freshy, he get the game-winning goal at the 14:05 mark, just going to the net and sending that shot in past Copley. And that one, the game-winning goal
as, again, Kevin Morris gets the assist on that goal, and Zimgus Gergensens. Gergensens, he was good tonight overall. He got a five-minute major for checking from behind, but believe me, Gergensens was a terrific talent here tonight, like he normally will be on most nights in the USHL. 16 minutes in, gets the goal from Gerard Hansen and Shane Walsh. That would be the third goal for Dubuque. They would get that third goal and go up 3-0, but then at 19:55 into the third period, Soren Janssen from Davey Middleton, that goal, that would tie, or at least, excuse me, I should say, that would give the Storm a one goal here tonight. 19:55 in on the power play, the Storm go 1 for what will be 6 tonight on the power play. Overall, the Storm now a total of 1 for 14 in the preseason on the power play. Dubuque, though, tonight 1 for 4 as it would finish up as Michael Downing got that goal, that controversial goal on the power play. And so that would be the thing. All right, so taking a look here, back in that third period, all those double minors, J.D. Peterson will not be suspended. He got a double minor for roughing, same with Kevin Morris. But we do know this, Zimgus Gergensen's check from behind major, 19:35 in, a check from behind game misconduct, 10-minute ejected out of the game, 19:35 in. Matthew Cato and also Thomas Nykop got 10-minute misconducts for not proceeding to the bench after the referees were trying to escort him there. Gergensen's it might be interesting to see if he plays tomorrow for the Fighting Saints. So we'll keep an eye on how that all pans out after that hit there in on Kenny Brooks. We'll see also how Kenny Brooks is doing. We await the assistant coach for the Tri-City Storm, Eric Fink, who will come up here in a few. So let's take a look at tonight's New West three stars of the game. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney, located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West for the athlete in all of us. Tonight, the number three star overall from this hockey game. It was that of Eric Freshy with a game-winning goal. He'll be tonight's number three star for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Now, for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, the number two star, without a doubt, Zimgus Gergensens. Yes, he had the major at the end, and although he'll be public enemy number one for the Storm, there's not a doubt in my mind that he was the big impact player that everybody expected. He had five shots on goal with 50 minutes of penalty minutes right there. Obviously, five shots on goal and one goal as well. He'll be tonight's number two star and the number one star of the night. This is just not even a doubt in my mind who it should be, with common sense being the factor. 37 saves tonight. It was Phoenix Copley. Probably should have had 38 on 40 shots, but instead he'll end up with just 37 saves on a total of 40 shots. He has seen a total of 80 shots in preseason, and he has made a total of 76 saves. I think most coaches would be pretty excited with the goaltending that they're getting right now from Phoenix Copley, and that's what we're seeing here for the purple and white after tonight's game here for Phoenix Copley. Again, the Storm here tonight. Those three stars, Copley number one, Gergensen's two, Freshy number three, tonight's grinder of the night. You got a double roughing call, blocked a couple shots as well. I have a feeling that he's probably going to win the grinder of the night on most nights because that's just the kind of style he plays. J.D. Peterson, he's tonight's grinder of the night, hardest working Storm player. And again, much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, or motorcycle, boat, and trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed in the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night, J.D. Peterson. So there you go. That has been the Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement making farming easier these days in a great state of Nebraska with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We take a quick break, come back. We have the Old Chicago Coaches Review next right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. KLIQ Hastings.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined, oh, that tastes so good with, oh, that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the Storm Radio Network.
On the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Old Chicago Post Game Show. We move into the Old Chicago Coaches Review following the loss here tonight for the Storm. 3-1 the final. You know, it's preseason, and I know I've said this a ton of times, even with the wins. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you always want to win the game, but tonight you want to find things that you can build your hockey team around. I think tonight the Storm found one of those elements, and his name's Phoenix Copley, the number one star of the night with 37 saves, and that's where we start today's, or tonight's, I should say. I've been broadcasting all day long, from 10 a.m., Coach, to this point, to Omaha, Team USA, last game, Youngstown, Cedar Rapids. I'm tired. I'm ready to get something to eat. Haven't eaten at all, so I guess you're going to have to help me out a little bit.
Yeah, well, we got food for you, so that won't be an issue.
There you go. Phoenix Copley, what can you say about this guy? I mean, he was tremendous tonight. Yes, he had 37 saves on 40 shots, allowed three goals. But let's be honest, he allowed two goals. That first one did not go in. Even when the Dubuque Fighting Saints' own broadcaster tells me that, I think it's pretty safe that we all know it was 38 saves on 40 shots, and we should just rewrite the books here in the preseason. But it doesn't really matter. It's preseason stats. Put that aside. Where is your goaltender, though, in preseason?
Well, Phoenix was great tonight. I mean, there's no denying that. And it's back-to-back games now that he's played when he's been absolutely outstanding. You know, goalies sometimes run hot and cold, and to see him do it in back-to-back nights shows us, he proved a lot to not only the staff, but to the guys in the locker room, which everybody's trying to do at this time too. You know, they're trying to prove themselves, I think, to the staff, but they're also trying to prove themselves to each other. And that's a big part of it.
Again, the assistant coach, Eric Fink, with me here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review on the Old Chicago Post Game Show, where we look at tonight's game. You told me last night, Skip, you watched that Omaha game. You said, Skip, you think Fargo was good as far as forwards. Wait till you see Dubuque. Well, you weren't lying, because without a doubt, they did the exact same thing to the Storm. The only difference is the score was two goals difference rather than the Omaha game, which Omaha got shut out 4-0. Boy, is Dubuque good. I mean, you look up and down that lineup, I don't know if there's a single bad forward on that team, because if there is, he's hidden by all the good forwards that are on that club, and Zimgus Gergensen's certainly going to get all the attention. There's no question, but there's guys that are a little unknown, like Gerard Hansen. He's committed to University of Northern Michigan, which isn't exactly a powerhouse, but he's a guy from Sweden who was tremendous tonight. TJ Moore, who's improved so much from last year, like you would expect a second-year player. And of course, then you add in Max Gardner, you know, a former University of Minnesota product. Overall, this team was so good, and the Storm will have to play these guys second game of the regular season.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but it's one that we welcome. I mean, when you play teams like this, it's what sets the bar. And you know, this early on in the season, they play extremely well, and it's great for us to see, because we can see where our weaknesses are right away, and then we can see where our strengths are. And you know, what we try and do is, with the Fall Classic and all the exhibitions, is learn. And we're learning about our players. We're learning about you know, what things we're good at and what things we need to continue to work on. And Dubuque was able to expose things, which is, you know, you can look at it as a negative, or you can look at it as a positive. And we're choosing to look at it as a positive. Now we can see what we can work on as we go back and before the next time we play them. But you know, as to Dubuque's team, they're great. You know, they play hard. And, you know, not only do they not have a bad forward on their roster, I don't know if anybody does. I think the USHL is full of fantastic hockey players, you know, and they can go. Dubuque's guys can skate. And, you know, right now that's good for us to play against, because it'll just raise our level of play.
Overall, there's some been pleasant surprises. But one of the things that we saw tonight is when some extra liberties were taken, whether on your goaltender or on your co-captain, guys stood up and confronted guys right away. J.D. Peterson,
took exception, obviously, to the Copley hit. Then, of course, Sean O'Rourke taking exception to Kenny Brooks getting knocked there by Zymgus Girgensons, who got the five-minute major for, of course, check from behind and sent off as well with the misconduct following that. I look at it and say, that's a positive sign. In a loss, your team's still fighting. Your team's still literally fighting because they are basically trying to control the game and keeping their teammates from severely getting injured in a bad hit.
Yeah, one of the things that we talk about, and it's every team, and not only the USHL, but yeah, any team and anywhere, they want to stick up for each other. You want to show everybody that you care about them. You know, you don't just play for yourself. You play for the guy that sits next to you and everybody on your line and everybody in your team. And standing up for each other is a big part of that. And whether you actually get to fight the guy or not, it's the whole purpose of when your guy gets, he takes a hit and we take a little bit of liberty to it or offense to it. Just knowing when you look back that four other guys on the ice or five other guys are there and they've got your back, that goes a long way to you working a little bit harder for them next time that situation happens or a month from now. So things like that show a big stride and shows that the guys are coming together as a team.
Again, he is the assistant coach of the Tri-City Storm. Eric Fink with me here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review. Tomorrow's game against the Green Bay Gamblers can be heard on the sister station, of course, of the Breeze, 94.5 FM on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM at 12:45, Viera Wireless pregame show, 1 o'clock against the Green Bay Gamblers. That's my final question for you. The Green Bay Gamblers, Tri-City Storm, another powerhouse in this league this year. You're going to get tested this week, I guess, here at the Fall Classic. There is not an easy game, really, in the USHL in the regular season, but especially here at the Fall Classic for you guys, there won't be a easy game overall, which may be better for you guys going into the regular season, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, like we said before, you want to be tested as much as possible. You mean you want to know what your weaknesses are. You want guys to be able to focus on them. And if you play a game and you win and you make mistakes and you don't get exposed in those areas, not only does the staff not know, but the players don't know.
Yep.
So when you play teams like Green Bay, Dubuque, Omaha's a good team too. It's just early, and the league has proven over and over that the Fall Classic is definitely not an indication of future success, you know. So what we're trying to do is we're just trying to learn from it, and the teams that do that the most are the teams that succeed. So tomorrow against Green Bay, it's going to be another test. We don't know what to expect, but we're expecting them to come out hard, and our goal is to come out and match it.
Coach, appreciate your time here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review following the game. I know it's not exactly the result you guys want, but boy, I'm excited after watching that game because I thought Phoenix Copley showed a lot, and I think a lot of Storm fans should be very proud of this young man because here's a guy that obviously had no expectations of coming into Kearney at this point, you know, in June, and here he is, and he's proving to be a wonderful surprise.
Yeah, an absolute late season ad, and wasn't that trial camp or anything like that. And now he's had two back-to-back games where he's played fantastic.
I've always said that sometimes it's a blessing in disguise when a guy moves on unexpectedly because you never know. You could have somebody great coming in from behind. Who knows? Maybe that might be the case with Phoenix Copley. You just never know.
I've never heard you say that, but I agree with you.
I have said that a lot.
Okay.
I told, you know what? You have to talk to Drew.
Okay.
That's what I said. So you were gone all summer.
Okay.
You were enjoying the Minnesota Twins up in Minnesota all summer.
I don't know if I'd be enjoying that.
Well, no, that's true. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. There you go. The assistant coach, Eric Fink, with us here on the Old Chicago postgame show. Storm tonight losing by the final 3-1 over against the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Let's take a look at the final Midway scoreboard update. Of course, you can check out Midway online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free, think Midway. And we take a look at scores from earlier here in day two of the Fall Classic. Omaha losing to Team USA's under-18s, 4-3 the final here at the Tyson Event Center. The Tyson Event Center was Waterloo over Fargo 4-1. Youngstown, they found a way in the final minute to score a last-minute goal there by JT Stengline. That would push Youngstown to a victory 5-4 over Cedar Rapids. It was Chicago. They'd lose at the IBP Center to Muskegon earlier today, while Indiana beating Des Moines 2-1 in overtime. And in a shootout, it was Green Bay over Lincoln 4-3. Green Bay and Tri-City will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock here at the Tyson Event Center. That game again on Class 88.9 FM. You can tune in to the Vero Wireless pregame show at 12:45 p.m. Folks, it's been a pleasure to bring you this broadcast here tonight for multiple reasons, but part of the reason with fast hockey and everything else, there's some new technology all around us. But I want to remind you, the broadcast here tonight, Element. I want to thank again Brad Beam for his time and helping set up this week, this quality of the broadcast, as well as Stephanie Mueller for her time here tonight. Again, the Storm tonight, they lose by the final of 3-1, but they get to go right back at it tomorrow in the final game here for them on the Fall Classic. And again, my thanks to everybody here involved tonight. I want to thank again Andy Jones, my guest, back on Thoughts After One, Patrick Murray, the play-by-play voice of the Dubuque Fighting Saints on Inside the Booth, and once again, the assistant coach, Eric Fink, here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review following the game as well. So on behalf of everyone with Storm Hockey, this is Skip Berry saying good night and happy hockey, everyone. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
This is Storm head coach and general manager Drew Shenick. The Storm Radio Network would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Viera Wireless, we are where you are. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. We don't sell volume, we sell quality. Midway Auto Group, visit them online at thinkmidway.com. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust Company, your financial center. TCBY, the country's best yogurt. Complete Nutrition, look better, feel better, perform better. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, for the athlete in all of us. Stadler Implant in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Coca-Cola, live positively. Applebee's, eating good in the neighborhood. The Dent Popper, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And Yellow Book and yellowbook360.com. For the latest news and information about the Storm, visit www.stormhockey.com. Again, this is Storm head coach and general manager Drew Shenick. Thank you for listening to the Storm Radio Network.
Your Tri-City store.
Open the season with the world's largest t-shirt toss.
And a free post-game skate.
Friday, September 30th.
In a game against the Sioux City Musketeers.
The Storm will toss over 1,000 t-shirts into the stands.
How many t-shirts will you catch?
Not two, not three, not four.
And don't miss the first Rockin' Runs of post-game skate.
Free ice skating after the game.
It's the Storm home opener.
And the number one party in town.
Friday, September 30th.
It's hockey time.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Presented by Viero.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we have the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. Absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.